Thursday, June 15th at the Hyatt Tech Center. For more info, visit the FCA at coloradofca.org.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZM Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
Karl Rove off the hook.
The president's architect won't be indicted.
Tropical storm Alberto. Wind and rain. And storm surge.
Waves could be as high as 8 to 10 feet.
Roethlisberger serious but stable.
All of the fractures were successfully repaired.
After a motorcycle crack-up.
That's what it's hitting here.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, after months of speculation that he might be indicted, senior White House advisor Karl Rove has been told he will not be charged in the outing of CIA operative Valerie Plame.
It means that Rove can refocus his attention entirely on the president's political standing, and that has to be good news for the president.
That's political analyst Stuart Rothenberg, live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer just outside Camp David. Peter, what's the reaction there this morning?
No formal statement yet, Nick, but this is very good news for the White House. Rove himself described as elated. This case involving the man the president has called his architect has dogged the administration for nearly 3 years now. Karl Rove testified before the grand jury 5 times in the case. In a written statement, Rove's lawyer says the special counsel's decision should end what's described as baseless speculation about Rove's conduct.
And Peter, this is the second day of Mr. Bush's meeting on Iraq. What's on the agenda?
The president and his cabinet will be on a secure teleconference hookup with the new Iraqi government in Baghdad. It will be a long-distance show of support. The administration sees a window of opportunity here for the new government to get on its feet, and one senior official says the next 6 months will be critical, Nick.
Was kicking up a storm along Florida's west coast. Tropical storm Alberto, the first of the new season, is about 60 miles off Cedar Key with top winds of 65 miles an hour. Thousands have been evacuated and Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has more from Cedar Key.
It packed some strong wind gusts in Cedar Key and dumped heavy rain on coastal Florida. 4 to 5 inches in many places and streets were flooded. Not much damage, but Tropical Storm Alberto was a sort of test run for the hurricane season ahead, and it went smoothly. There were no lines at gas stations and no rush on supplies at area stores. With more, here's reporter Dave Cohen in Panacea, Florida.
Waves of 6 to 9 feet and a wind-blown persistent squally rain are enough to drive some people away from the coast, tourists packing it up and cutting the vacation short. But others say they're not leaving because of Alberto.
No, not too bad. As long as it's only a couple days. We were here last year for 2 of them.
The only mandatory evacuations across this region are for some people in mobile homes and in the very lowest lying areas.
The quarterback of the Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers remains in serious but stable condition a day after his motorcycle was hit by a car in downtown Pittsburgh.
He just came down, bam, right on the top of his head at the back of the car.
Now, Ben Roethlisberger underwent 7 hours of surgery. Dr. Daniel Pettix says most of the damage was done to Roethlisberger's face.
His brain, spine, chest, and abdomen appear to be without serious injury, and there are no other confirmed injuries at this time.
Roethlisberger wasn't wearing a helmet. Last year, he got a lecture on motorcycles from former Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw.
Care about your teammates and the organization and the fans. Those things are dangerous.
In the fight against Alzheimer's, Japanese researchers say they've had promising lab results with a potential vaccine. Live to CBS correspondent Jim Shenevy, who's on the CBS Health Watch this morning.
Nick, what it does is reduce the amount of deposits, the plaques that build up in the brain of Alzheimer's victims, disrupting their thoughts, memory, and language. Doctors at Tokyo's Metropolitan Institute for Neuroscience say the DNA-based vaccine reduced the deposits by up to 38% in mice, but they caution more research and testing is needed, and that could take 6 or 7 years to complete. Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. CU officials say they may be yanking the line on dorm telephone lines soon. We get more from Beverly Weaver.
So many CU students only use cell phones. That's why housing authorities are considering some alternatives, including installing internet phone service or perhaps providing cell phones to incoming freshmen. Task forces are also thinking about options to guarantee that students would be able to call police or housing authorities in an emergency.
Students may be asked to bring their own landline phones if they want them by the fall of 2007. CU spends about $800,000 a year year on phone service in dorms. The City of Boulder Utilities will be testing pipeline capacity from 7 a.m. Wednesday until 7 a.m. Thursday. And you may notice dirty water if you live in northwest and southwest Boulder. Andrew Barth is with Public Works.
They're not expecting it to kick up anything, but since they will be running high amounts of water through there, there is a little chance. And if anything, it'll just kick up a little dirt in the water.
You can flush out the discolored water by running cold water for 10 minutes, and if the water's not clear, wait another hour to flush for another 10 minutes. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Tim. We're off to a pretty good start this morning, though we do have a major closure underway on the north side of town. It lies along Highway 93 right near Rocky Flats. That runs between Boulder and Golden. The highway is shut down this morning until about 6:30 due to some overnight road work that has been extended into the morning drive. So for the time being, you'll need to use an alternate route in the area. A good one will be to use I-70 instead of 93. Now, taking a look at I-25, we're off to a pretty good start. Southbounders are just beginning to jam up right around 84th Avenue. Same goes for 270. Commuters across the eastbound lanes of traffic right around I-76. Today's forecast calls for a chance of showers later on this afternoon and a hot.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 8-6.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Caught up in the last part of the show yesterday, and, you know, hardly any of you has had anything to say about this, but it disturbs me. Congressional Republicans killed a provision in an Iraq war funding bill that would have put the United States on record against permanent bases of U.S. military facilities, permanent basing of U.S. military facilities in that country. A lawmaker and congressional aide said last Friday, the $94.5 billion emergency spending bill, which includes $65.8 billion, to continue waging wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, is expected to be approved by Congress this coming week and sent to President George W. Bush for signing into law. As originally passed by the House of Representatives, the Pentagon would have been prohibited from spending any funds for entering into a military basing rights agreement with Iraq. A similar amendment passed by the Senate said the Pentagon could not use the next round of war funding to establish permanent United States military bases in Iraq, or excuse the United States, or the United States rather, to exercise the United States control over the oil infrastructure or the oil resources of Iraq. But this got killed. And we've talked about this numerous times on this show, about sending the wrong message, not only to the Iraqi people, but also sending the wrong message not only to our people, to us living here, but also sending the wrong message to people around the world as to why we're in Iraq and how long we intend to stay. The Bush administration says it does not want to place any artificial timelines on a U.S. presence in Iraq, and that it wants to begin withdrawing troops when Iraqi security forces are better able to protect the country. And, you know, you've heard all of this. I mean, we've heard all of this just, over and over and over and over and over again. And there's a couple of conflicting polls out this morning, so you can choose the poll that you like. The CBS poll says that the Zarqawi death has little impact. The death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has done little to improve the views of how things are going for the U.S. in Iraq or boost President Bush's approval ratings, according to a CBS News poll. Mr. Bush has been cautious in his response to Zarqawi's killing, by U.S. troops this week, calling it a major blow to al-Qaeda, but warning that it won't end the war, and it certainly is not going to end the violence. And Americans agree. Half think the level of violence in Iraq will be unchanged by Zarqawi's death, while 30% say it will actually lead to more attacks against U.S. forces. Just 16% think the number of attacks will decrease as a result of his death. Now that's the CBS poll. The Gallup poll, the USA Today Gallup poll, sees a boost for Bush in the Iraq war. In the wake of terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's death, President Bush is seeing improvement in public confidence that the Iraq war is winnable. The new poll found that 48% believe the United States probably or definitely will win the war. That's up from 39% in April. You know, I've never asked that question on the air here. In the whole year and a half that we've been together, I've never asked you whether you thought we could ever win this war or not. I've never asked that question. Have we always assumed that we couldn't? Have we always just assumed that we couldn't? And then, of course, we get into the arguments about whether it's a war or it's an occupation, which are not really arguments. They're discussions over semantics. But I often wonder what you think about it, whether you think we can win this thing or not. And what is winning? This is something else. Stabilizing Iraq, would that be considered to be winning? If we were able to get out of Iraq and leave the Iraqis with a stabilized democratic government, would that be considered winning? Or would be defeating the insurgency considered winning? Or would both of those things be considered winning? What would be considered winning in Iraq? And I wish that in these polls they would ask people what they would consider winning to be. The CNN poll says most still think Iraq was a mistake. Number of Americans optimistic inches up after Zarqawi's death. Most Americans expressed optimism about the war in Iraq after the killing of terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. It suggests a CNN poll released on Monday, but a majority still believe the invasion was a mistake. I don't know how you would define winning. And we talked about it when Zarqawi was killed. We talked about it, about how much effect this would have. Now we see what effect it has on the public here in this country, that there are people who now seem suddenly more optimistic about the war. Well, how can you not be more optimistic, since getting rid of a bad guy is a good thing? But in the end, when it all plays out, in the end result, does it mean that we're going to turn the war around? And I saw CNN. And CNN yesterday, you know, they must take their headlines directly from the White House. Tony Snow must write this stuff. Because it said, Zarqawi, a turning point? Question mark. And you can't really believe that the killing of Zarqawi is a turning point in Iraq, can you? Maybe there's some of you out there who do. Anyway, before we get Andrew Cohen on here at 6:45, you know, I'd like to know what your definition is of winning in Iraq. 303-713-7600. Is your definition the same as my definition? Stabilizing the Iraqi government and getting the hell out of there. Or having permanent bases, having a permanent presence in the Middle East, beating the insurgents, stopping the insurgency movement. How would you describe winning in Iraq, if I were to ask you? And you know what? I am asking you, and I've got three open lines here at 303-713-7600. Grab a cup of coffee. I know it's early in the morning.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got everything you can think of from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, a whole lot more. Over 500 units on the lot, ready to roll, ready to go. And, man, they are good-looking vehicles. And Rocky's friendly staff is there to help you out as well. Good people there to make sure that you're happy with your purchase. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You know, you can go anywhere to get an automobile, but there's very few places where you can go where people will be as upfront, as open, and as honest as they will at Rocky's. Mary and I have been buying there since 1997, and we urge our friends to go there as well, and they do. And we've sent numerous people we work with there. Rocky's is the place to go to get the most bang for your buck. As I always say, someday we will not depend on fossil fuel burning vehicles. But until that time, if you need a car, the place to go is Rocky's. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or stop by and see them in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Meet Tom and Sheila, two local business owners.
My business is manufacturing replacement parts for drill presses. It may not be that glamorous, but it's all mine.
Owning a catering business can be unpredictable. Some days I end up with egg on my face in more ways than one, but I still love it.
Business owners like Tom and Sheila are passionate people. They have the courage to go out on their own and put themselves on the line, but it's not always easy. And Citywide Banks understands because as a locally owned bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-two minutes after six. High today, 92. Mostly sunny. You know what? Either the news cycle is extremely slow, or CNN is fixated with Zarqawi because they're still showing footage of him, and now they're talking about a new terrorist leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I'm asking you about winning the war or the occupation, and whether you think it can be done, yes or no. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, or should we just redeploy and get out now, which is what I would do. But I'm not sure that that's what you would do. And so I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. Let's go to Joe in Golden. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Joe, you there?
Clark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanting to express my opinion on this guy. I think that once they kill this guy, how many more of these Arkaris are going to come back in the picture?
Well, they've already got a new one. They've already got some new guy who has stepped up and claimed control.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's probably thousands of these guys over waiting to step up in control.
So do you think we can win this, or do you think we should get out? Do you think this can be won?
I don't think it's a war that can be won at all. I think that getting out is the picture, but you can't just pull right out of a war like this.
Yeah, we seem to be split on that particular point, too. Everybody, some people want a timeline, some people don't. Everybody eventually wants us to get out. But the question is how to get out. No one seems to have a, you know, there's no unified plan. There's plenty of plans out there on the table. Everybody's got a different one, from the MRTHA plan to Kerry's plan to the Center for American Progress's plan.
Right.
But still, do you think that the war in Iraq is winnable, or is it a mistake?
Well, I don't think it's a winnable war at all, because you've got people over there that have been doing this for thousands of years, and they've got a set program over there, and trying to change what their program is not going to, it's not going to come into the picture. And keeping people over there and trying to do that, you'll have people over from the United States for years trying to change these people.
Well, with the killing of that with that amendment in that defense appropriations bill about permanent bases, maybe that's what we want. Maybe we want to stay there forever.
Well, all I can say is we've got some pretty unique troops over there that's staying in with what he's trying to pull.
All right, so can it be won or can it not?
I'm saying it cannot be won. I'll say there'll always be turmoil as long as we're over on their land.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Okay.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in Aurora. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
This was huge, Zakawi, and here's why. Not so much that the Zakawi went down, but within 48 hours, the United States military had 56 other operations. Bang, bang. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me when they hit Zakawi, they got huge amounts of intel. So much intel that they had 56 other attacks within 48 hours? Man, that's it.
So that's,
people are missing the story.
So that's guaranteed to stop the insurgency.
No, that doesn't guarantee anything. It's just big advantage.
What does it guarantee?
It guarantees that the day that Zakawi went down, that was a huge success for the American military in the war.
Okay, but in the whole picture of things.
Yeah, and on the whole picture
looking
of
at the
things,
entire look at the entire forest. Do you believe this winnable?
Well, that's like asking, is the war on drugs winnable? It'll always be a battle to some degree. Hopefully someday we will, you know, instead of losing 600 soldiers a year, we'll lose 6 soldiers a year, you know?
Well, if you believe that that Al-Qaeda in Iraq was responsible for that much violence, I mean, only 5 to 7% of what's going on over there is caused by foreign fighters. The rest is sectarian violence and homegrown Iraqis. What are we going to do about them?
Well, those people are going to have to be won at the ballot box. Those people are going to have to realize that.
Well,
hey,
yeah, but they don't play. But they don't play at the ballot box. Many of them.
Well, they will come to their senses when they realize that they can't win. That the people of Iraq want freedom. The people of Iraq want to be able to vote and hold their politicians accountable, like the rest of the free world does.
How do you know all that?
Well, that's just nature. Don't you like democracies, don't you, Jay?
Well, yeah, sure. But does that mean because the culture I was raised in and the environment that I was raised in, does that mean that somebody who's sitting, say, in Saudi Arabia, or somebody who's sitting in some other... Well, wait a minute, let me finish. Somebody who's sitting in some other country, does that mean that they have the same cultural mores and the same views that I do?
50% of the people of Iraq overwhelmingly support America, and those are the 50% that are women.
Where do you get those figures?
Because what woman would not want to be able to vote, own property, or be treated like a slave?
I'm not asking for the impossible. I'm just asking for you. I'm just asking. Where do you get those figures? I mean, I can cite you the figure. I can cite you the figure that the BBC indicates that 80% of the Iraqis want us to leave. That there was an article in the New York Times this last Sunday in regards to Afghanistan that they don't really care which side is in control. They just want peace and an end to the violence. They don't care whether it's the Taliban or the central government or the United States or whoever it is.
Yeah, I would say the BBC article is ludicrous. You would want the Taliban over America?
Hold on. Be programmed to receive. I didn't say that it was in the. I didn't say that was in the BBC article. I said that the BBC poll showed that over 80% of the people in Iraq wanted us out. That the New York Times article showed that the people in Afghanistan don't really care who controls the villages. They just want an end to the violence that's going on over there every single day. And all I'm asking you is, I'm just asking you to just back up the claims that you make about 50% of the people, or are you using conventional talking points that are fed to you by the media, and then you're just parroting them back? I mean, do you have any actual statistical information to back this stuff up, or are these just talking points?
I'm saying that the article in the New York Times and the BBC is ludicrous.
Well, how do you
people,
know?
Are you going to let me answer, or are you going to just talk over me, Jay?
No, can you disprove that, though, when you make a charge like that? Can you disprove it?
Are you going to interrupt my talk this time, Jay?
I guess you can't. Go ahead.
Okay. I am saying the BBC and the New York Times article is ludicrous. If anybody in this country thinks that they would rather have the Taliban controlling their country in Afghanistan or Iraq versus a free democracy, doesn't know anything about human nature.
All right,
we all strive to be free. We all strive to be free.
Now,
okay?
I'll respond to that by saying to you that, number one, obviously you didn't hear me the first time around, so now what I got to do is I got to try to repeat this a third time, because it isn't people in this country. They were quoting people in Afghanistan, and they were quoting people in Iraq, people who were there. Okay,
yeah.
they were talking to people who were there.
And those same people
want freedom, BBC. Oh, excuse me.
They want freedom.
Now, am I going to get a chance to talk, or is it only going to be you, Doug?
Yeah, let's have a friendly conversation, Jay. This
yeah.
is fun.
Let's try. Why don't we? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, facts versus talking points. Okay, let me try again. The BBC story and the New York Times story are both separate. Now, do you establish that in your mind? Can you keep that straight?
I have not seen the story. I'll take your word at face
value.
Well,
go Google it. Go Google it. It's in there. Go look it up.
Jay, I work for a living. I don't have to play games. So keep going. I agree.
Well, you got enough time to talk to me on the phone. You got enough time to look something up.
I'm driving to work, Jay. Let's keep going.
All right, let's keep going. So, once again, 80% of the people who were polled in Iraq, according to the BBC study.
That I think is absurd, but go ahead.
All right, you think it's absurd. Let's start there. Why do you think that it's what do you have to show that it's absurd?
Because you're telling me 80% of the people in Iraq would prefer to be under a rule of Adolf Hitler versus a democracy.
No, that's not what they were asked.
That's exactly what you're asking.
No, that's not the question. That wasn't the question that was it wasn't the question that was asked. If I don't have an answer to the question, I just make one up. It's not the question that was asked.
People want to be free.
It's not the question that was asked. Nobody asked whether they wanted Adolf Hitler. Nobody asked whether they wanted... All they asked was, do they want the American presence in Iraq to come to an end? And they said in a BBC poll that was taken that 80% of those that they talked to wanted the U.S. presence to come to an end. Now, you call that ridiculous, and I'm asking you if you have any statistical information to refute that. Well, gone. Hung up. History, ladies and gentlemen. What a way to start out a Tuesday morning. 6:32. It's 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I imagine, Amelia, if I were caught in a situation where there was violence all around me, after a while, I would get into the point where I really wouldn't care who was in control as long as the violence just stopped.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the point that the Afghanis were making in the New York Times article over the weekend, that they just want the violence to end. That they're, you know, that they're not as much concerned about the form of government they live under as they just want the violence to stop.
That's right. I mean, they're going to take what they can get at this point.
That's right. But I'm always amused by people who say, well, I know this. And then when you ask them, well, where did you get the information? Then they have no information. And then, of course, the end result is that they just hang up on you. And, all right. That's all right. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Is the war in Iraq winnable? Do you think that we can win the war in Iraq? Do you believe we can, Amelia?
No.
No, I don't think it's winnable either. I think it's a terrible, terrible situation that is not winnable, that we will have some ups, such as the killing of Zarqawi. We will have some downs, but that the violence continues on a day-to-day basis and that it's not a winnable situation.
Yeah.
6:33, what's the traffic look like?
Well, fortunately, the earlier closure we had across Highway 93 right between Golden and Boulder has now been lifted. We had some late construction work in the area. But again, all lanes of the highway are open in front of Rocky Flats. Outside of that, the drive is still getting pretty heavy across southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th Avenues heading southbound. You'll also find some jamming in Commerce City across 270 running eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez. As you make your way across Lakewood, 6th Avenue is heavy now eastbound just between Federal and I-25 and making that commute between Aurora and the Tech Center. South on I-225 is now heavy from Colfax to I-Lift. Now, if you are traveling down on the south side of town, we have one crash to warn you about across our side streets, but it's a big one. It's working in the intersection of Parker Road at Arapahoe with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast called
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater. Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Closing costs and interest may be tax deductible. Those interests on your credit cards, you know, are not tax deductible. The mortgage store folks know who their competition is, and they beat them every time on the rates and pricing every day. And only the mortgage store guarantees you the best pricing on a home loan with their four-way customer promise. You work with an expert. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are certified professionals. They had superior training and are motivated to help you do it and do it fast. And the mortgage store guarantees same-day decision on your application. And the mortgage store guarantees a 7-day close. And the mortgage store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. Is there any other reason than not to call the mortgage store? I mean, call them and get this economic pain off your back. 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again. 303-423-7171. Tell them that Jay Marvin from AM 760 Progressive Talk sent you by.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, I just spoke to someone with OnStar about 10 minutes ago to report an accident on the highway, and all the emergency personnel is here, and that's all taken care of now. And in all the chaos of trying to take care of everybody, I locked myself out of my car.
Oh, can I have your four-digit PIN number?
It's 242.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
I have a signal going through currently.
Okay.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Oh, and they should be open if you want to give them a try.
Oh, my God, OnStar. All right, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Karl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And apparently Karl Rove is in the clear. We'll talk to CBS's legal news analyst, Andrew Cohen, coming up here shortly. 6:38. 38 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. High today, 92, rather, under mostly sunny skies is the war in Iraq winnable. There are three different polls out. The CNN poll says most Americans think the Iraqi war was a mistake, but the number of Americans are optimistic. The number of optimistic Americans inches up after the Zawahiri death. poll sees a Bush for a boost for Bush in the Iraqi war. That's the USA Today Gallup poll. And then there's a CBS poll which shows little or no change in America's opinion. Let's go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
My basic feeling is it's outside of our control. Yeah, we might win, but it wouldn't be because we actually did it through the, you know, exercise of force. It's because they just stopped the struggle. If you look at the Palestinians, what they've been going for like 40, 50 years against the Israelis.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that that's a very good indicator. And to answer that other gentleman who was on the phone, you know, the history of that area is strongman rule. And that's what they have come up with themselves. That's how it's actually generated for them. So they play into that. That's part of their culture. That's part of the way that they are. Now, yes, there may be a lot of people who desire to have a democracy, but you have to have all the education, all the understanding of what a democracy means, and the kind of compromises that you need to make with other people to live in peace with one another and work out your differences through a political process. And I don't know if they have that or if they've ever had that. And so we're asking for an awful lot for these people to actually do a 180 and start a new way of ruling themselves. I mean, the best I think that they could hope for would be for a benign and benevolent leader of some sort, you know, who is
a benign and benevolent strongman.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's about the best that they could probably come up with, and maybe they can work out the democracy. Maybe they can work out some way of self-governing that will have any longevity to it, and I hope they do.
All right, so is it winnable, yes or no?
It's not in our power. I mean, it's outside of our control. It might happen, but it's not because we exercise force doing it. It's going to be because the other side gives up.
All right, Dwayne. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's go to John in Castle Rock. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
The war's already been won. Didn't you see the sign on the aircraft carrier?
Yeah, you're right. Mission accomplished. I missed that.
This is a good point, sir.
I missed that. Mission accomplished. I missed it.
I think we had a six-month window of opportunity. When we first went in, when we first defeated the Iraqi army, the Iraqi people probably would have tolerated just about anything in the way of hardship. No water, no food, no electricity, no hospitals, no schools. If we had been able to correct those basic functions of living in those first 6 months, or at least taken, you know, significant steps to address those things, we would have won the hearts and minds. We wouldn't be where we are today. We're way past that. I think the antipathy towards us is so strong that the only thing we can do is get the hell out of it.
Yeah, I would agree. Redeploy. Get out. I'm with you. I don't think it's winnable. I really don't. I think you're right. I think we had a window, but we screwed it up. I think you're absolutely correct. We had a window, but we let it go through poor planning.
Exactly.
And now I think we're stuck. I think you're absolutely right. John, thank you, man. Great call.
Talk to you later.
All right. I think he's right about that. All that stuff that we let go, all of the stuff that we let happen, Rumsfeld with the well, the looting happens, and now they're meeting at Camp David to try to figure out what to do today. All right, let's go to David in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, sir. I'm kind of a little perplexed by the whole issue from the standpoint. It seems to me that Germany tried to do an intervention in Vietnam 45 or 50 years ago. Seems to me that 35 years ago, the United States tried to intervene in Vietnam.
You're talking about the French, you mean, not the Germans.
No, I'm talking about the French and the Germans.
Oh, I mean, okay, both.
Both of them had active participation in Vietnam 50
right.
years ago. Then the United States, 35 years ago, spent billions of dollars and wasted hundreds of thousands of our young men's lives. And now we're in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Palestine, And we seem to think that we're going to change a culture that has only known one thing throughout history, and that's war. How do even a sane human being come to that realization? I mean, if you remember right, FDR is the one that, we're going to send advisors over to Vietnam. Well, instead of sending advisors to Iraq, we decided to declare war on them. So where did our culture come from in the last 40 years?
I don't know. But so you know what? I mean, the questions you ask are really good ones. It seems like we don't learn anything from history. It seems like, which just seems like we don't. I mean, I think you ask excellent questions. David, thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Do you think this war is winnable?
No.
In your opinion?
No.
So why, if we've already made these same mistakes in history, and we've done this repeatedly, why are we there?
I think we're there for the Middle East, and I think we're there for the base position, and I think we're there for the oil. 644, 17 away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And David Cohen, CBS legal analyst, coming up about Karl Rove. And we'll see what he has to say, and then we'll take more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being with me this morning.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No big tie-ups in this morning's drive, just a lot of heavy volume. Taking a look first at I-225. Southbounders are jamming up coming out of Aurora between Colfax and Iliff, and again heading southbound towards the DTC right between Yosemite and I-25. Now the eastbound lanes of 270 and Commerce City are now heavy between I-76 and Vasquez, and the same goes for southbound 25, making your way out of Thornton and North Glen, heading down into Denver right between 104th Avenue and 84th. As you come across 6th Avenue through Lakewood, watch out for that eastbound slowdown right after Federal, making your way towards the I-25 interchange. And a one crash of the morning does lie along the side streets. It's at the intersection of Parker Road at Arapahoe. Got two cars here with backups in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for highs of around 98 degrees. Currently, we're at 67 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Branson School Online is proud to offer educational choice to parents and students. Branson is Colorado's first K-12 public school.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
303-423-7171.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
6:48, 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 92, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's go talk to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Karl Rove story. And Andrew, welcome back to the program. Karl Rove off the hook, correct?
Good morning, correct.
Most, everybody that I talk to, like Richard Wolff,
from Newsweek. I mean, everybody said, man, he was going to get it. What happened?
Well, a lot of conspiracy theorists are going to be talking today, and already are, actually, that, you know, this is a cover-up and that this is special treatment and leniency by the prosecutor. Patrick Fitzgerald, despite the fact that he's a Republican appointee, has been pretty tough on this administration. Louis Libby under indictment, it's been a very thorough investigation. I think the simple answer is that the prosecutor didn't feel that he could win a case against Rove at trial, that he could prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Rove committed crimes. Until somebody convinces me otherwise with more than just, a blog, that's what I believe. I think Patrick Fitzgerald is the type of prosecutor who easily would have indicted Rove had he thought he could win. As a prosecutor, he has an ethical obligation not to indict if he doesn't think he can win. And I think, right now, to me, the simple explanation is the one that holds.
No, I have to sit with that, too, as being somebody who's watched Patrick Fitzgerald for a long time, particularly in the fact before I came here, I was in Chicago, and I watched the George Ryan case, the Governor Ryan case, very, very closely. He is a guy who really takes no prisoners and has no political allegiance when it comes to prosecution. So apparently he felt like he couldn't make a case. So Karl Rove must be breathing a big sigh of relief at this point.
Yeah, he is. The people are pointing to the fact that he was called back over and over again before the grand jury, 5 times in all. And people see that as some sort of sign that he was allowed by the prosecutor to sort of explain his way out of an indictment. And I suppose you could look at it that way. You could also look at it that, Fitzgerald had certain questions to ask Rove. Certain questions came up that weren't apparent the first go-around or the second go-around, and that Rove answered them to his satisfaction. The case against Louis Libby, Scooter Libby, is not going to be an easy case for the prosecution to win. There's a lot of bank shots in this case. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence. There's a lot of inferences that can go either way. And I think for Rove, it would have been even harder because I think he's a little bit more removed from the written evidence, a little bit more removed from the center of the case. And, I think that's probably another explanation for why this happens. But for him, it's a wonderful day. He can now focus on the elections. And, the interesting thing now is whether the investigation wraps up or whether there's something that Louis Libby can offer that sort of jumpstarts it again, and I guess that's the next thing to watch for.
Well, yeah, that was going to be the next thing I was going to ask you. Does this put more of the emphasis on the vice president's office? Does this shift more of the emphasis to the relationship between Libby and Cheney in regards to this story?
Well, I don't know that it changes the focus or changes the pressure. I think the pressure's always been there. I mean, now the questions are going to be, as this case gets closer to trial, how much can the Libby defense team put pressure on the White House to produce information, to produce embarrassing information that's going to somehow generate some sort of a deal? I mean, this is a tough case, right? Because, the prosecutor is charging Libby. Libby's saying that as his defense, he needs, confidential,
right,
classified, secret information from the White House. The administration, which, after all, is the executive branch, just like the prosecutor is, the administration is saying, hey, we don't want to turn this stuff over. So there's going to be a lot of sort of three-party fights between the prosecution, the defense, and the White House over what evidence is used. I think that's where the center of this case is going to be for the next couple of months. And, of course, I think the trial scheduled for January, a lot of action between now and then.
Do you think Libby's defense about his memory defense, do you think that'll work?
I think it's possible that it will work. I think, his case depends entirely upon what other evidence is going to support what he has to say. When you read an account of this story, it's really hard to follow. I mean, even if you know the players, and even if you've read it before, when you read that, somebody said something to someone, which was then said to someone else, and then that other person said, it's not a criminal case that we're used to, where there's a simple crime or whatever. I think that's going to help the defense as well.
Well, when do you expect the whole Scooter Libby situation to get underway? I mean, to really get underway in the fact to really start to approach a trial date.
Oh, I think it's underway. I mean, I think that we've already seen some pretty bitter arguments in court and through motions about the evidence. And I think what's going to happen is, as any time you get closer to trial, the judge begins to make rulings on what evidence can come in and what one side could get from the other side and so forth. So I think as more and more of those rulings come in and as they become more definitive, And as the challenges become more serious, I think we're going to see more and more fighting. But no, we're, you know, the Libby case, the discovery phase of it is off and running. And, you know,
I'm talking about the actual trial. The actual trial is scheduled for what, September of next year?
I think the actual trial is scheduled for next January. But remember, a couple of months ago, there was this disclosure that the vice president, you know, said something directly, and that's something we hadn't known before. The president said something directly, you know, that's something we hadn't known before. Those are the sorts of developments I think we can expect. Not necessarily, you know, indictments, not necessarily developments that generate their own litigation, but bits and pieces, parts of the story are going to come out slowly leading up to trial, and then, of course, we'll get the whole story.
Do you envision a tug-of-war between Libby, the White House, and Fitzgerald?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just mentioning that a little bit ago. I mean, that's, you know, the unusual part of this. You have a prosecutor who's part of the executive branch.
Right, exactly.
Fighting with the executive branch over what the executive branch is going to release. That's a dynamic that's already in place. It's a dynamic that's already proven to be embarrassing for the White House. And, you know, remember, I mean, this is a case where the vice president of the United States is a likely witness. Now, whether he testifies in court in front of a jury, whether he testifies in a deposition beforehand that, you know, then is shown to the jury, you know, I don't know the answer to that. But anytime you have a criminal case where a vice president is an important fact witness, at a minimum, it's going to be a pretty dramatic case, and I think this is going to be a pretty dramatic case.
And Rove certainly would be called, too, wouldn't you
imagine? I would imagine that he would be, and I imagine that he, you know, all these guys have to walk a very fine line between what they can say and what they can't say and whether they take the Fifth Amendment or not.
All right. CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and we thank you for taking time out to visit with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Take care.
Okay. There's a CBS new legal analyst, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. On the breaking story this morning that Karl Rove will not be indicted, that Patrick Fitzgerald has decided that he cannot win a case against Karl Rove, and so that Rove walks. So now we'll have to see what happens between the whole struggle, which is the reason I ask him the question twice here about this struggle between the executive branch and Libby's defense. Over documents and Fitzgerald being stuck in the middle of it. So that's why I asked him that question twice about that. And that's going to be very interesting, and it's going to be very interesting to see what comes up. If you want to get back to the subject of the Iraqi war, I'm more than happy to get back on that. I know there were some of you who were stuck holding on the line and didn't get a chance to comment about whether you think in the light of these polls that are out now that and they don't all disagree. The CNN poll says most people think that the Iraq war was a mistake, but the number of Americans are optimistic inches up after the al-Zarqawi death. The CBS News poll shows that the Zarqawi death has little impact, if none at all. And the one that's most favorable to the administration is the USA Today Gallup poll, which indicates that Americans feel favorably about to this, and that there's a boost in the support for Bush in the Iraq war. In the wake of the terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's death, President Bush is seeing improved poll numbers and public confidence that the Iraq war is winnable. And I'm asking you whether you believe that this war is winnable or not. 303-713-7600, and whether you think we can actually win this war and pacify and the country. And then we get into the semantic argument, which I've had with many of you. Not argument, that's not the right word. You know, discussion's a better word. The discussion about whether this is indeed a war or whether it's an occupation, because after all, we did declare war on them and we are sitting in their country. Whether you think that this has made things better or worse, this is our Zarqawi situation, and whether you think the war in Iraq is winnable. We'll get into it in the 8 o'clock hour here on AM 720, AM 760. Boy, I never even worked at a frequency of 720. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7760.
Do the herbs in Kaito Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaito Gold can help you, too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy three bottles, get three free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
About how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
We at the LASIK Vision Institute would like to pose a question to the general public. So here it is. Why would anyone choose to pay twice as much for LASIK than you have to? Especially when you can get the same procedure as those high-priced LASIK places using the same FDA-approved equipment performed by some of the most skilled surgeons, all for roughly half the price. Now, don't get us wrong. We understand how valuable the benefits of LASIK can be, being less dependent on glasses and contacts, not having to fumble with those messy, cumbersome contacts. Heck, just imagine being able to see the alarm clock in the morning. It's certainly worth a lot of money. But when you can get it for roughly half the price, why wouldn't you? If you're thinking about LASIK, let us send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions. Call the LASIK Vision Institute at 1-800-700-1278. For your free information kit, call 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. It's like a big cloud has just been lifted from over the White House. The special prosecutor in the CIA leak investigation has decided not to indict top aide Karl Rove. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer with the president near Camp David. Peter, what does this mean for the White House?
Frank, this decision has to be a relief for the White House. The president's top political advisor has been in the eye of the CIA leak case storm for nearly 3 years now. Through a spokesman, Karl Rove says he's elated. Rove is at his White House desk this morning. His lawyer says the special prosecutor's decision should end what's described as baseless speculation about Rove's conduct, Frank.
Now, Rove was under investigation in connection with the leak that outed CIA operative Valerie Plame, the wife of Iraq war critic Joseph Wilson. The investigation could have led to charges of obstruction of justice and perjury. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says those are tough charges to prove.
Prosecutors have ethical obligations not to indict someone when they don't think they can win a trial, and I suspect that maybe that's what happened here. For whatever reason, Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, didn't believe that he could take a case against Rove to a jury and win it.
Well, the only person indicted so far is former vice presidential aide Louis Scooter Libby. He's accused of perjury and obstruction of justice. A 7 to 10 foot storm surge could still pound Florida's Gulf Coast, but much of the heavy rain from the season's first tropical storm is moving away from the Sunshine State.
I'm Dave Cohen near St. Mark's, Florida, where Alberto's been dropping some heavy rain as squalls come ashore on the panhandle. It's been enough to leave some standing water in the roads and make it difficult to see when driving, as the gusty winds are pushing the rain sideways, slamming into the windshield.
Well, the concern now is for drenching rain and tornadoes as the storm slices up along the East Coast. It's day two of the President's War Council meeting at Camp David. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant.
Today at Camp David, the President and his cabinet meet by video link with Iraq's new government. It's a meeting clearly designed to show Americans as well as Iraqis that Washington expects Iraq's new government to begin standing on its own.
And Iraqi officials have just announced that 40,000 American and Iraqi troops will be launching a massive security crackdown in Baghdad within the next 24 hours. How much time does your teenager spend on the Internet? A CBSNews.com survey puts the figure at 3 hours a day.
Teenage boys are more likely than teenage girls to use the Internet for downloading music, and they're far more likely to use it for playing games. Nearly one out of three boys frequently use the Internet for playing games, and that's compared to just 9% of girls.
CBS News Deputy Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says 9 out of 10 use the Internet to do homework. New numbers on the economy. May wholesale prices were up less than expected, 0.2%. Retail sales were up just 0.1%. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
This is Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance.
As a national corporate partner supporting the March of Dimes, I want you to know about a silent health crisis in our country today. It's called premature birth, and it affects nearly 500,000 babies every year. That's 1 in 8 babies, and we don't know why this is happening. On Wednesday, June 14th, please join Farmers Insurance Be a Hero for Babies Day to help the March of Dimes stop premature births. It's our goal to make sure every baby gets the best start in life, so I'm personally challenging farmers, agents, and you, the public, to make a difference by raising $1 million in a single day. To show our commitment, farmers will match your donations up to $250,000. Be a hero by stopping by your local participating farmers agent office on June 14th or visiting www.marchofdimes.com/farmers. Farmers wants to bring babies back to where they belong, healthy and strong.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado Supreme Court is rejecting a ballot initiative that would have denied most state services to illegal immigrants. The court has ruled that the initiative won't appear on the ballot in November.
We're delighted that the Supreme Court found that this ballot proposal, 55, was not constructed properly.
Federico Pena will, Keep Colorado Safe, says the ballot initiative would have forced county workers to figure out what services to deny. But the head of the group that sponsored the proposal says they aren't ready to say die.
As far as Defend Colorado Now goes, we're going to keep going ahead. We'll be taking some more legal steps, but we're going ahead, full speed ahead, with our collection process.
Director Fred Elbell says the petition collection has shown that this is a hot-button issue for Coloradans. An autopsy shows that 13-year-old Littleton girl likely died from a fire at her home. Arapahoe County coroner's officials say preliminary findings do show that Jessica Meyer's death was fire-related. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. New problems across I-225 this morning. The crash lies northbound just after Mississippi. Everything is off to that right-hand shoulder, but we're looking at backups back to Parker Road due to all the curiosity slowing in the area. Police are still on scene, and those flashing lights are slowing down both directions of the highway drive. Now, outside of that, the good news is we're accident and stall-free. The bad news is that that volume is jamming us up on the north end of traffic across southbound I-25, beginning now at 104th, heading down towards the turnpike, and yet again heading southbound right between I-70 and Spear. Once you make your way past this, you'll also jam up between Alameda and the Broadway Bridge. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s with a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on hundreds of...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Did leak this information, and you know what? That he wasn't fired. That Bush made those statements and didn't follow through on them. And now you know what's going to happen. Nobody's going to hold Bush accountable for this. Nobody's going to hold Karl Rove accountable for this. That this is just going to be buried and it's just going to go away. And to me, it's something to think about at 303-713-7600. And I know I can't be alone in this. I know I can't be the only person out there who thinks that, you know what, that Bush made those statements. I remember him making those statements. Does anybody else remember him making those statements? And because Fitzgerald can't make a legal case against Rove, does that mean that Rove didn't leak any information? Didn't he repeat Valerie Plame's name to Matthew Cooper of Time magazine? Isn't that leaking information? And yet he still sits in office. He still has a job. In other words, if we're going to be encouraged to tell the truth in this society, and we all lie to a certain degree. Do we all agree with that, that we all lie to a certain degree? That we tell what's considered to be called little white lies? That you might say something to, you know, save somebody's feelings? But that if we're all going to get into this, and I'm going to ask Mark Udall this question too. If we're all going to get into this whole thing about telling the truth, doesn't it start from the top? Doesn't it start from the leadership of this country? And the fact that George W. Bush didn't keep his word? And that leaders don't keep their words here? And this is what makes it hard? This is what makes it hard to go to the polls? It's what makes it hard to... And I don't want to be overly cynical, but it's what makes it hard to... you know, to get enthused about people who run for office. Because this whole conventional wisdom talking point of, well, they're all liars and they're all the same, this whole conventional wisdom talking point washes out, and it's a great way to defeat political activism. It's a great way to keep the masses subdued that, well, they're all the same, and it doesn't really make any difference who you vote for, and they all lie. And President Bush, George W. Bush, made these statements. I think he made them on two occasions, that if I catch anybody in my administration leaking, that the person in my administration that I catch leaking is going to get fired. Okay? And Karl Rove leaked that information to Matthew Cooper. There's no question about it. And Karl Rove didn't get fired. So the president promises something and the president doesn't follow through. And this is a matter of national security, which these people spend an inordinate amount of time making us believe is important and that they control and that they should be trusted with it. And what turns out is that they can't be trusted with it. Whether it's the NSA spying situation that where the ACLU is tackling off with the NSA in Detroit. Yesterday it started. And it amazes me there that 63 million people vote for American Idol, but virtually nobody has any feelings about the fact that they're being illegally spied on by the NSA, and that the president overwhelmingly makes this statement about Karl Rove, and nobody holds him accountable. There's nobody in the media to hold him accountable. And I'm, you know what, maybe I'm going to be the only one this morning that's going to say anything about it. And I got four open lines right now, 303-713-7600. So maybe I'm talking to myself once again, and I'm just the only person that's interested in this whole thing. But Rove did leak this information. Whether he can be criminally charged or not, no, I guess not. I guess Patrick Fitzgerald, and as Andrew Cohen pointed out, it was he said, she said, and it was a hard thing to put together. And so Fitzgerald figured that he couldn't overwhelmingly win a case against Karl Rove. But Karl Rove is reported to have talked to reporters about Valerie Plame and about her role at the CIA. And is that not technically called leaking information, yes or no? And if it's technically called leaking information, if it's leaking information, forget the technical part, man. If it's leaking information, did the president say anybody who is involved in my administration who leaks information is going to get fired, should be fired, and Karl Rove still has a job? Has the president gone back on his promise? And we want honesty in government, and we want to be honest in the way we deal with government. Does being honest with the way we deal with government, does it make us suckers considering the fact that they don't deal with us honestly? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing, man? Your blood pressure is getting out of control.
Well, it's getting up, man. I'm telling you, my pyloric valve is working overtime now.
Hey, I'm right there with you. You know how I feel about all this stuff. I mean, these guys are pathological liars, and they always have been. And they wrote into office on this record of accountability, and we're going to bring, you know, all this great stuff to government because Clinton was such an SOB, you know. But, you know, most of the people that I know, the Republicans, would love to have Clinton back in office. You know, the other thing I want you to do when you get Udall on, any other Democratic politician that will come on here, is will they have the nerve and the backbone when we get control of Congress in November to start impeachment process on this clown?
We certainly need to investigate him. There's no question about that.
Well, that's right. That's what needs to be done. And, you know, I don't want to hear any of this Ken Salazar meet you in the middle garbage. I want the guy brought to justice because he is, without a doubt, the worst president and the most criminal president we've had since probably Nixon. I mean, it's pathetic. And the Republicans, whether they like it or not, they're complicit in their lack of oversight on this clown, and they're the ones that are going to pay at the polls.
Should Karl Rove be fired, yes or no?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the guy made a bold-faced statement. If anybody is caught doing this, well, he leaked it himself. He's the guy that authorized all this stuff. You know, anybody that's caught doing this is going to be gone from my administration. The guy is just a pathological liar. Everybody knows it. And, you know, when November comes around, they're going to find out, you know, what justice is all about, because they're going to get rolled out of office big time.
All right, pal. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right. Take care, Jay.
All right. Maybe the better question to ask is, should Karl Rove be fired nevertheless, even though he hasn't been found, even though he's not going to be indicted by Patrick Fitzgerald? The fact is he did leak information, and George W. Bush said that if anybody leaks information, they're out of office. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jill in Denver. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, he definitely should be fired regardless because of the bold statement that Bush made. You know, if he didn't open his big gap and say how he was going to fire anybody who did this, then it wouldn't be quite as cut and dry. But without an indictment, it doesn't matter. Rove should still be fired. Bush should, you know, for once in his life, not be a pathological liar. Like the caller before was completely correct. Bush is a pathological liar. And if people want to look up pathology and study it, that's what Bush is. And, yeah, I think Rove should be canned immediately. And I was just telling your colleague there that I've got the D.C. number in my cell phone, and the next phone call I'm going to make is to the White House yet again. They give me a new reason every week to call the White House and demand that somebody be fired.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. There's even proof that Cheney might have been involved in this leaking, yet he continues to hold on to his job as well.
Yeah, the whole thing. And, you know, it kind of has given me a really, really bad taste in my mouth about Americans in general, because of all the people that voted for him. Of course, he didn't win the election, I don't think, but still, there were enough people who voted for him where I was just shocked, because I never for one second believed one word out of this guy's mouth. I mean, and the fact that Americans could be so shallow and so suckered by such a loser and a liar really does blow my mind. It really does. And you've mentioned this a few months ago. I really don't hang out with Republicans anymore. I don't have any respect for them. I don't share their values, which they seem to have in the first place, because if you support a hypocrite and a liar, then you're really no better than a hypocrite or a liar anyway. And I just don't hang out with those kind of people. So,
Well, you know, I don't have any trouble hanging out with them. I sometimes have trouble discussing politics with them. What I really like to know is, and we don't get that many Republican and we don't get that many conservative voices on this radio station, once again, I'd really like to be able to go to them and say, you know, listen, I mean, this is what the President of the United States, George W. Bush, said, that if anybody was caught leaking, that they would be dealt with, that they would be fired. Well, okay, Karl Rove is not going to get legally indicted, but he did leak information. He did talk to Matthew Cooper of Time magazine. He did leak information. Why does he still have a job, and how do you feel about a president who says something and then doesn't turn around and doesn't carry it out?
Well, that's kind of why I don't hang out with Republicans anymore, because they don't share my values. I don't deal with hypocrites and liars. I don't deal with people who don't stand on principle, and I don't deal with people who don't keep their word. And that's exactly why I don't hang out with them, because I'm waiting for some Republican to step up and say, you know, I am Alex P. Keaton. I don't care about poor people. I don't care about kids. I don't care about, you know, lies and hypocrisy. I don't care about people who betray my trust. I'll still vote for them anyway. Until somebody tells me they're Alex P. Keaton, they're just another Republican without a backbone, no principles, and they're just a supporting a hypocrite and a liar if they're not already that themselves.
All right, Jill.
Because that's the deal. They need to step up and say wrong is wrong.
All right. Thank you for the call. It's been a good one. Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Four open lines here at 303-713-7600. Karl Rove, who is not going to get indicted today. That's the news that's out there. And we'll talk to Jennifer Palmieri from the Center for American Progress, who's been following this forever. We'll talk to her coming up at 8 o'clock. But I want to talk to you right now at 303-713-7600. How come Karl Rove still has a job? The president says that anyone who is involved in leaking information in the Valerie Plame case would be fired. Rove leaked that information, yet Rove still has a job. And you know what? There is nobody out there that I can see in any way, shape, or form that is going to hold this administration accountable at all for this, for making statements and then, you know what, making bold statements on television. Okay, everybody sees it, and you know what? Nobody says a damn thing. So what, it's me and my friend who sends me this email? We're like the only people that are saying anything about it this morning? That's a pretty disgusting development. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. And you don't have anything to say about it? You've been lied to once again. We've been hosed once again. You know what? Make a case for me that you and I should be honest with government. Okay? When they're dishonest with us. When the leadership is dishonest with us. It's 720 on 20 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Rocket. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boy, September After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
2300, visit Bonfils.org or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. but I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit am760.net.
Zap there. Make it happen. 725, 25 minutes after 7. High today, 92. Mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. This breaking news. George W. Bush is in Iraq. Believe it or not, the White House has now said that Bush is in Iraq. And the next step is he's going to meet with the new Iraqi prime minister. Meanwhile, we're talking about Karl Rove and the fact that Bush said that anybody who leaked information about Valerie Plame in his administration would be fired. Karl Rove leaked information. Rove isn't fired. Bush is a liar. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to David in Broomfield. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
You know, I just want to kind of respond a little bit to the last caller, but before I do that, I just want to say, you know, Jay, I've listened to your program now for several months, and I commend you for at least not getting a Republican like myself on the radio and completely going at it to the point where we just really don't even have a discussion. And I appreciate the fact that even though we may completely agree on almost everything, Jay, that you at least want to try to keep it, have a civil level and discuss, you know, the issues.
I try.
But it's unfortunate what that woman said before. I know friends like her that, you know, basically are like, you know, I can't even stand Republicans. I won't even talk to them. And that's kind of unfortunate. And because I think that everybody should respect everybody's opinions, regardless of how much they may disagree, but aside from that, said, talking about what you're talking about today, I mean, Fitzgerald is a bulldog prosecutor, and I understand, you know, what everything that's been said about, you know, Rove spoke to Matt Cooper, spoke to other journalists. At the end of the day, don't you think if Fitzgerald could have nailed him, he would have? And, you know, that's why I kind of think that, you know, even though you believe that he broke the law and he did leak classified information, and again, we're still waiting to see all for the facts to come out. As a Republican, yeah, I am disappointed in Bush that he goes off and says, I'm going to fire a guy that, you know, leaked information in this administration. And then the facts start coming out from the case, and he doesn't really take action. I mean, that, to me, loses credibility with some people, you know, especially the American people, because you can't do that as president. But
well, as far as Fitzgerald goes, I watched him a lot in Chicago, not only with Governor Ryan and that case, which he worked long and hard on that.
Yep.
And also he's been working on the situation with Mayor Daley and has gotten a few people in the Streets and Sands, Streets and Sanitation Department there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that if he thought he could make a case against Karl Rove, he would have made it. He would have tried to have, he would have indicted him, but he felt like he couldn't make a case. I think that's one separate part of the argument. I think the other separate part of the argument is that Bush says that anybody who leaked information in my administration, I'm paraphrasing him, you know, is going to be dealt with harshly, will be fired. Karl Rove leaked information. It came out that a lot more than Karl Rove just leaked information. You know, that Cheney may have also started the ball rolling, that the president himself may have leaked information, and Karl Rove still to this day has a job. Karl Rove shouldn't have a job. If the president says something, he should mean it. Specifically, if he says it in front of the press corps and he says it in such a serious manner.
I remember the day he said it. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Once again, it's his street creds is like, you know, is chopped away at again. Now, as far as Republicans and Democrats getting along, and as far as there being decent Republicans and decent Democrats, I've got friends that are conservatives. I've got friends that are Republicans. A lot of times we just don't talk politics. It doesn't mean that they're not decent people. I think there's a large gap of, and I speak only for myself on this,
sure.
So I'm not going to speak for anybody else. I just don't understand people who adhere to today's Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
When to me, the facts are so clear as to what's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's no better book, and I challenge you to read this book, but read the book Hostile Takeover by David Sirota.
Mm-hmm.
And then call me back up after you've read the book and tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd be more than happy to. I mean, I'm an open mind. I consider myself a very fiscal conservative, socially moderate Republican. But again, I understand what you're saying, and especially with the way the two parties stand today, you know, Republicans, things have changed a lot, and you know.
I mean, be honest with me. Do you think gay marriage is something that should have been talked about last week when we have all of these things facing us?
No, not exactly. Actually, I preferred your discussion yesterday about whether or not we should to do with the enemy noncombatants, if you will, and Gitmo. You know, that's a serious discussion that should be had. It reflects the values of the country and so forth. But no, I would agree with you that you know, gay marriage is not exactly the number one issue that, you know, they should be talking about in this Senate. I mean, I agree with you. We have much bigger pressing problems facing this country, you know, than that. So,
well, read that book. Get that book. You know what? If you don't want to get the book, email me and I'll send you my copy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. I will.
Okay.
Good talking with you, Jed.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Bye bye. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600 here about Karl Rove. So don't you think, Amelia, that Rove should be fired?
Mm.
I mean, if I said if there's any leaking on this radio show, and then you went out and told Dick Krek something, do you think I should fire you, yes or no?
Yeah, probably.
Well, Karl Rove went out and leaked.
Yeah, you're right.
So should he be booted, yes or no?
Yes. I don't know. I'm torn on this issue.
Why are you torn? Tell me what's tearing you apart.
I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about it to make a decision. I don't pay attention to this story very much.
Hmm. Okay. Well.
But I'm trying to learn more.
No, I understand. I think it's just a matter of when somebody says something, they say it, and then, you know, it's like you don't do it. And the tragic thing is somebody who sent me an email said, who's gonna hold the administration accountable? And we'll talk about that, too. About the lack of, because nobody in the press today is going to say anything about this. I guarantee you this is not going to come up.
Why is that?
Well, I think there are some serious questions to ask about the media in this country as well. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at the progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thank you, Jay. Well, the drive this morning is pretty heavy and slow, but luckily our one crash is now cleared from the drive. It did lie along northbound 225 just after Mississippi. We are backed up to Parker Road, even though that crash has gone off to the right-hand shoulder now. Across southbound 25, way up on the north end, we're now jamming between 104th and 84th Avenue, heading southbound once again between I-70 and Spear, and also again as you make your way down past Alameda, heading towards the Broadway Bridge. Now, northbound 25 is still in pretty good shape. You will find just a bit of slowing, though, right between Orchard and Yale. Taking a look at I-70, eastbounders are thick between 25 and Brighton Boulevard, and the same goes for eastbounders across 6th Avenue, right between Sheridan and I-25. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s, right around 97 degrees. Currently, we're at 68 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials store-wide. Kohl's Big Wednesday is this Wednesday only from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
AM 760.
From Jay Marvin in the morning to Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon, this is Al Franken. Join me every day 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-thru breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness. And he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The Denver Center Theater Company proudly presents Crowns, a gospel-infused musical celebration. A hit across the country, critics call Crowns a soul-stirring, hip-swaying spectacle. For tickets, call 303-893-4100 or order online at denvercenter.org.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Hi, this is Dave Logan for Regency Bristol Windows. Cut your energy bill by 47% guaranteed. And with every two windows you buy, get one window free. Call Regency at 303-233-0833.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 735. 35, it's 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 92, mostly sunny skies. Talking about Karl Rove not being indicted today and about the idea that George W. Bush said that anybody in his administration involved in leaking would be let go in the Valerie Plame situation. Rove did leak information and still has a job. And yet no one is going to hold the president, I guess, accountable for this. We'll move on to the next news cycle story, which is now Bush in Iraq, meeting with the new Iraqi prime minister, which he did this morning. 303-713-7600, two lines open, your comments about this. And I guess I'm the only one who's going to raise it today. We'll have Jennifer Palmieri from the Center for American Progress coming up at 8 o'clock. I'll raise it with her, too, about why this guy still has a job. Let's go to Jack in Arvada. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing? Or top of the day to you there. I guess I'd like to know, why aren't the Democrats going after this issue, Hillary and Kerry and Salazar? There are so many talking points that Bush and Republicans give to them, but they don't seem to go after these things. Why is that?
You know, I don't know. I don't have any idea why they don't speak up. I wish I could answer.
Are they compromised in some way?
I'm going to ask Mark Udall that question about why somebody doesn't speak up, why Nancy Pelosi or somebody doesn't come forward and say, hey, you know what, the president said so-and-so, and what he said, that this guy would, that anybody who was involved would get fired, and this is not what we got.
Yeah.
I don't know where the opposition party is.
Ask Udall. Why is it that with all these talking points that are just handed to them that Democrats don't go after them? And Secondly, I'd like to say that this Bush guy, he is such a... Every time he opens his mouth, he's a liar. But in his defense, you have to admit that he can't remember what he says. But that still doesn't excuse the press and Democrats from taking notice of what he does. And secondly, if people think that this is going to be handled in the elections, I think that we're in for a surprise here. In that the Republicans got their voting machines and other tricks up their sleeve that'll probably get more Republicans elected this fall.
Well, I don't know. I hope not. I hope we do well in November. I hope we've got to turn this country around somehow. But we've got to start holding the administration's feet more to the fire. And it doesn't seem like we can rely on the press to do it. That's for sure.
No.
Jack, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's go to Mark on I-25. Mark, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. I was just wondering why you guys just don't seem to believe that Karl Rove hasn't done anything illegal, or they would have indicted him. And now you still want him to get fired. I don't know exactly what Bush's words as far as leaking. I don't think he leaked anything that wasn't legal.
Do you think giving the name of a CIA undercover agent to a Time magazine reporter, do you think that that's legal and right?
It must be, or they would have indicted him. They tried for 3 years.
Well, because they couldn't make a legal case against him, but he did leak the information, and the president did make the statement that anybody who leaked information in my administration it would be dealt with and would be fired, and he didn't do it. Now, why did he make the statement if he wasn't going to do it?
Who said he leaked the information?
He admitted to it. He admitted to it. He admitted to it in court transcripts.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything that was wrong. I mean, the woman wasn't even undercover.
She was undercover, and it does mean that all it means is that Fitzgerald couldn't make a case against him. But the fact is that he did leak the information, and the fact is the president said that anybody who was involved in any kind of leaking would be fired, and the president hasn't done that. Why hasn't he done that? Why hasn't he kept to his word?
Well, I'm sure because the man's good at his job, and he didn't do anything illegal. Why should he be fired?
Because he leaked information that he shouldn't have leaked. That's why, and it's documented in numerous newspapers. It's all over the press. And she was an undercover agent. Are you trying to tell us that she wasn't an undercover agent? Is that what you're trying to assume? And if that's the case, then why the investigation to begin with?
I have no idea. You know a lot more about all that than I do. I just know that they've tried for 3 years to find something against the man, and now they find they can't do it, and you guys still feel like he should be fired.
It's not you guys. It's me. I feel he should be fired.
Okay, well, the Democratic Party or whatever.
Well, no, I don't represent the Democratic Party. I represent J. Marvin. I feel that the president should be held to his word, which is he said that anybody who was involved in leaking any information in my administration should be fired, and Karl Rove talked to reporters about Valerie Plame and still has a job. Why is that?
Wasn't there some other things involved there with that when it first leaked out or whatever?
I'm not concerned with the other things that are involved. All I'm concerned with is the fact that did the president say anybody in my administration who's involved in any kind of leaking would be fired?
He probably did, but
he said that. So Karl Rove talked to numerous reporters, including Matt Cooper of Time magazine, and Karl Rove still has a job. Why is that? If your boss tells you not to do something and you go ahead and do it anyway, don't you expect to be held accountable for it, whether it's legal or illegal?
I don't know. I just don't feel like the man needs to lose his job. You guys take a lot of things Bush says out of context.
I'm not taking anything out of context. I'm taking it directly in context of what he said. Go look it up. I mean, I get an awful lot of you guys calling, and I don't mean you guys plural, but I mean people like you who call, who try to wage these discussions, and it's always the challenging of taking out of context, or you know, that poll is doubtful, or I don't believe it, or blah, 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 and when I ask you to counter, then, you know, what you get is, well, I don't know, you know more about it than I know. I mean, either you know about it or you don't know about it, either you have an opinion about it or you don't.
I just believe what...
You believe what you hear.
I believe what you guys are, what was it, about a year ago or 2 years ago when all this started, and you were building up this Fitzgerald guy or whatever. oh boy, if he can, if anybody can find out something wrong, it's him. Well, he didn't find nothing wrong, and I don't blame Bush for not firing the guy. He's
all
a
right.
good job. Okay, that's all I guess I got to say.
Yeah, I guess that's all you got to say. Okay. I mean, we don't agree, and that's fine. It's okay with me. Let's go to Peter in Boulder. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, if you remember the news story, months and months ago, and I think Lawrence O'Donnell talked about this, and so did Joe Connison with Al Franken, was that when Bush made the statement, he said anyone involved in the leaking of classified information, some people were wondering why he threw in that qualifier. Well, then he went ahead and just classified the stuff they wanted to leak, of course, so it became, you know, not a crime anymore. But,
yeah, but at
know,
the time, but at the time Rove leaked her name, at the time he talked about it, it was classified.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this is the justification that the administration is using. And, you know, let's not forget what a weasel slime bag Rove is. I don't know if you know the story about back then.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Senator Alan Dixon was running for Senate.
In Illinois.
I don't know if he was running for re-election or just to get elected, but Rove, who was then a slime ball college Republican, pretended that he wanted to be a Democratic, you know, get out the vote worker, swiped a bunch of letterhead from Dixon's office, printed up this flyer saying there's going to be a wild party, beer and girls. He handed out to all the scummiest, you know, Skid Row bums and dirtbags he could find, and I would say that would qualify as a crime, you know, misrepresenting yourself, stealing from someone, and, you know, committing fraud. And although, who knows if anything get pinned on him for that, it's indicative of the kind of person this guy is. And there's more about that, like when he planted a listening device in his own office and called the FBI, and the FBI's gone, well, you know, the battery life on this thing's only like 4 hours or something. Like, it's very suspicious, but it... basically drew attention away from other matters, which is what he's a master of. He's a master of misdirection and deception.
Yeah, well, you know what? The president didn't keep to his word. That's all I know. And I agree with you about Karl Rove. He's not the most stand-up guy in the world. And I remember the Alan Dixon incident. Alan Dixon was, of course, a former senator from Illinois. Peter, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 745, 15 away from 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jennifer Balmeri coming up at 8 from the Center for American Progress. She's followed this Rove situation forever. And we'll ask her the same question about what the president said and what the president ultimately ended up doing, which is absolutely nothing. And he seems to
get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
And I said, well, why didn't you go? He said, well, I thought it might be too dangerous. I said, weren't you friggin' Rambo?
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Be proud. There's something new attached to your name. It used to be Ed Kleben, Class Clown, then Ed Kleben, Bookstore Employee. But now, it's Ed Kleben, Homeowner. Yeah, that tile by the front door, yours. That light, yours. That really cool built-in thingy in the living room, even though you don't know what it is, it's yours. At Belco Credit Union, we've been totally dedicated to people's financial success for 70 years. And that includes incredible rates on first mortgages to help people like Ed get into the homes they've always wanted. But great rates are only one part of the commitment we have to helping people reach their financial goals. Financial counseling to improve your credit scores and free legal advice are included as part of membership. Ed Kleben Walk Shoveler. Ed Kleben Grass Cutter. Be proud. Be a homeowner. Be the best you possible. Belco Credit Union. Stop by a branch or check out belco.org today. We're easy to join and worth it.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're looking for an automobile, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos. Rocky's has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 great-looking units on the lot. Their matching down incentive is going on right now. Find out about it. It's a chance for you not only to get the car that you want, but also a chance for you to save some real serious money. And the folks at Rocky's work overtime to make sure that you're happy. That's really what they're all about, is making sure that you're happy. And why do they do that? Because they realize that if they make you happy, that you'll tell your friends, and your friends will tell your friends, and your friends will tell your friends, and then what will happen to everybody will go to Rocky's. I mean, Mary and I have been going there since 1997, and we've sent numerous amounts of our friends to Rocky's. And, you know, it's just a great place to go and to get the car of your choice. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Also, check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Ask for Steve there, who operates the Internet operation. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the paperwork. You can check out the inventory, read their business philosophy, and see their TV commercials as well. Rocky's Autos, home of the friendly people who are there to help you, home of the matching down incentive, which also helps you up to $1,500. You put $15 down, they'll put $15 down, and then what you get is you get $3,000 down. Rocky's Autos, it's just a great place to buy a car. I wouldn't go anywhere else. And you'll see the minute you step on the lot how you get treated with respect and with dignity, which is something that, you know, when you're going to buy something like an automobile, I mean, I think everybody deserves. Rocky's Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 92, mostly sunny skies. And Jennifer Palmieri coming up at 8 o'clock. She's with the Center for American Progress. We'll talk to her about the Karl Rove situation and about why it is that Rove still has a job, even though he leaked information, even though the president said anybody who did leak information would be fired. Karl Rove, of course, not being indicted. Patrick Fitzgerald feeling he can't make the case against Rove. So, so far, the only one indicted in this whole Valerie Plame situation is a Scooter Libby. By the way, Joe Wilson and his wife have issued a statement saying they reserve the right to go after Rove for damage at a later time. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I got cut off there for a second. I'm in a bad spot.
No, I'm sorry.
The reason I think Karl Rove didn't leak any information was it wasn't a secret. All of Washington, D.C., everything I've heard about it, all knows about her position with the CIA. And If it's not a secret, I don't see how you can leak anything that everybody already knows.
Well, that may be the case, but the general public didn't know it, and the fact is that if it wasn't a secret, then why the investigation in the first place? Why is Scooter Libby having to spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars defending himself on a perjury charge? Why was Fitzgerald brought in the first place if it was not a secret?
Well, I think that's the next thing you're going to see. Scooter Libby's going to get off, too.
Well, yeah, but you're not answering my original question. Why the investigation to begin with if it wasn't a secret?
Well, I'm sure all the Democrats kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
Democrats don't control anything. The people who control everything are the Republicans, your party. Your party controls everything. You can control the executive branch. You control the legislative branch. You control the Justice Department. John Ashcroft was the first person to initiate an investigation into it. Then he recused himself, and they brought in Fitzgerald. And John Ashcroft was a Republican. So where do the Democrats have anything to do with this?
Well, I think it's like, you know, Conyers saying he's going to impeach the president. All these.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they don't have any power. Conyers doesn't have any power.
Eventually, you know, you say enough, somebody listens, like your radio station.
Oh, in other words, so who was calling for an investigation? Who did John Ashcroft listen to when it came to the investigation of Valerie Plame? Is it true or is it not true that the CIA contacted the Justice Department and asked for an investigation? Is that true or untrue?
Well, that's true.
That's true. Now, yeah. Why would the CIA do that if it was not a secret?
Because I think there's members in the CIA that don't like the Bush administration. Valerie Plame proves. As Valerie Plame proves,
yeah,
every day
okay.
She opens her mouth. And she's got a book coming out. She's going to talk about it.
Yeah, all right. So
no,
there are members,
just,
so there are members, there are members,
the,
there members of the CIA.
There
are members of the CIA who don't like the Bush administration, so that's why they ask for the investigation that spent all these thousands of taxpayer dollars.
Right,
you
right.
Guys will believe in anything, won't you?
You smoke anything,
you'll believe in anything.
You guys do. You keep pushing the buttons, pushing the buttons, and nothing happens.
Why did John Ashcroft... why did John Ashcroft go along with it?
He probably didn't want anything more to do with it. He wants to get the hell out of there.
Why did Ashcroft go along with it? Why did Fitzgerald go along with it, who has a clean, absolute pristine record for fairness? Why did he go along with it?
Because he's got a clean Epstein record for fairness.
So why did he go along with it if...
He's a good man.
Why did he go along with it? Does he hate Bush, too?
No, but if somebody says there was a law broken, it's his job to investigate it.
If it wasn't a secret...
Why does the policeman catch a crook?
If it wasn't a secret, then why did Fitzgerald continue to follow it?
Well, I think you're going to find out it wasn't a secret. It's all going to get thrown out.
Well, no, I'm asking you. If it wasn't a secret, why did Fitzgerald continue to follow it?
Because that's his job.
But why did he do his job if it wasn't a secret? What job was there to do
dedicated.
If there was no secret?
He's dedicated. He has a job.
What job would he do?
Just laugh. You can't admit the truth.
Yeah, right.
What's another loser? All your sources
right.
are wrong.
Oh, that's right. You got it, pal.
Once again, you're wrong.
Yeah, okay, sure. You anything you say.
I'll call you after the Libby one, too.
Yeah, okay, you do that. You do it,
I will.
Pal. That's if you can learn how to dial the phone again. Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Fine. We'll try to keep from laughing.
Yeah, I know. You know, see, I mean, if Republicans like this guy were just on and the other guy were on before, it's indicative of...
It's ridiculous is what it is.
Well, no, it's indicative of, to a certain extent, their education, if it has anything to do with it, because they don't want to educate themselves as to what's going on in America. They don't want to educate themselves to do better in life. They would rather have somebody tell them what to do all the time and be servile, all right? It also has to do with this thing I hate to say it, but the Bible-thumping Christians that pump this Republican thing is the same thing, all right? These guys are just like that. You're not going to get around it.
I don't even know what to make of the last guy. But they've all done this to me so far this morning. They've all done this to me. When you ask them a direct question, which has to do with the facts, it's like the facts don't matter.
Well, it's not even that. They don't wish to investigate. They don't care about what their government does. They just feel that their government's doing the right thing. They have no reason to question it. they're just like, oh, you know, and it's just, this whole deal with why people are Republicans to start with. Because they say, oh, well, Republicans are for less government and less taxes. When is the last time you've seen a Republican government that stood for less taxes and less government for the people who make the money that we make?
Nah, never.
Never. I mean, they're so stupid, and they get sucked in by this stuff, and they just play right along with it. They have no idea what life is all about.
I'm with you, Dave. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I see you, man.
Take care. You guys on the right, I love you. You're more than welcome to call in here every single time. It's the best entertainment going. All right, we'll talk to Jennifer Palmieri about the Roe situation coming up, and then also Congressman Mark Udall about the permanent bases in Iraq. That's all coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Spivak Vision Center, our LASIK patients have spoken, and we're listening. For the past 12 months, thousands of patients have helped us celebrate our 25th anniversary by taking advantage of our $1,000 savings. As our way of saying thank you, we're extending our $1,000 savings through June. So for all you procrastinators out there who waited for the last possible moment to save on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, you've got one last chance. But don't wait. Our 25th anniversary LASIK celebration ends this month. Put clear, natural Colorado vision on your list of to-dos this summer and call Spivak Vision Center for our biggest savings of the year. Give your eyes a fresh start this summer with LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision for the past 25 years. Call 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020. It's the only way to see.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from Iraq.
Thanks for having me.
President Bush on the ground in Baghdad, shaking hands with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Pool reporter David Green with the president tells us the surprise five-hour visit is intended to show support for Iraq's new government.
Air Force One touched down at Baghdad International Airport after the overnight flight, and the president took a six-minute chopper ride into the heavily fortified Green Zone. He was meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his cabinet, none of whom knew Mr. Bush was coming. In fact, according to the White House, the whole video conference from Camp David was planned in part to have Iraq's entire cabinet gathered in a secure place when Mr. Bush made his surprise landing.
And the president is expected to meet with U.S. troops before leaving Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Baghdad tells us about a massive security crackdown that's underway now in the capital.
Already today, soldiers and police are moving into position on Baghdad streets. The plan is being called Forward Together, and it's being billed as the largest security operation since coalition forces handed control of Baghdad back to the Iraqis in 2004.
Iraqi officials say the effort will involve more than 40,000 American and Iraqi forces. Here at home, a top White House aide is off the hook. The CIA leak investigation special prosecutor has decided not to go for a grand jury indictment of Karl Rove. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It's unusual for a target or a suspect or a person of interest or whatever Rove ended up being to testify five times before a grand jury and not get indicted. But it's not unusual for a prosecutor to decide for whatever reason not to charge someone with a crime. It happens all the time.
The only indictment returned so far accuses vice presidential aide Louis Scooter Libby of lying to the grand jury. No one has been charged with actually leaking the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame. Tropical storm Alberto's heaviest rain is moving away from Florida's Gulf Coast, but the storm has already soaked much of the Sunshine State.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Chiefland, Florida. Hours of heavy rains caused street flooding here, and some wind gusts were clocked at 30 to 40 miles an hour. This storm was a sort of trial run for coastal residents now that hurricane season's here. Many followed the advice and headed inland, and there was no shortage of gasoline or other hurricane supplies.
The food police have a beef with a chicken chain. CBS's Dan Revive has that.
The head of the Center for Science and the Public Interest, Michael Jacobson, is suing KFC, asking a judge to order the company to get rid of trans fats, or at least reveal how much is in the chicken fries and other items.
They don't disclose to consumers the presence of this unsavory ingredient.
KFC on its website tells consumers the way to be healthy is to have a balanced diet with more vegetables and to exercise.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are ahead 26 points. NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. And right now it's our biggest Michelin tire sale of the year, with Michelin tires at the lowest prices of the season. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LN7806.
For me, buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Denver election officials have recovered more than half of the voter records reported missing over the weekend. The Denver Election Commission says 87,000 of the 150,000 records have been found. Commission spokesperson Elton Dillard says the microfilm records were apparently misplaced during a February move to their new headquarters.
Looks like they were just simply didn't get onto the truck.
The Election Commission is now conducting a second audit, hoping to find the remaining missing records. The new colorful Colorado Quarter enters circulation this week. United States Mint Deputy Director Dave Labrick.
It features the rugged Rocky Mountains with evergreen trees along the skyline, and underneath it's a banner which says Colorful Colorado and the date in which Colorado was admitted to the Union.
A horse-drawn stagecoach will deliver thousands of the shiny new quarters from the U.S. Mint in Denver to the steps of the state capitol building for the official launch with Labrick. The governor and the first lady will do so tomorrow at noon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Got a couple crashes in the final cleanup stages this morning. First, taking a look at I-25 southbounders. They're jammed back to Colfax because of a southbound crash on the right-hand shoulder on that approach to Alameda. Got two cars tangled up here with pretty big delays because you've got a perfect view of it from that highway commute. Now, across eastbound 6th Avenue, we also have a crash on the approach to I-25 pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. Two cars here as well, and that will slow your drive down as you make your way towards the I-25 interchange. And we also have a new wreck working across westbound C-470 just west of Quebec. Three cars on the shoulder here as well. Now, outside of these three, the rest of the drive is very heavy and slow. Southbound I-25 up on the north end is jammed between 104th and 84th. And across I-70, eastbounders are now thick between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s, and currently we're at 69 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 92. Good to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking here for the last hour about Karl Rove and about Karl Rove getting off and not being indicted. Then we've got more reaction to the news that Karl Rove will skate on the CIA leak case with special guest Jennifer Palmieri from the Center for American Progress. Paul Murray is the Vice President of Communications at the Center. Jennifer was the National Press Secretary for the 2004 Edwards for President campaign. She held the position of the National Press Secretary for the Democratic National Committee during the 2002 election cycle and is an eight-year veteran of the Clinton White House. And Jennifer, welcome back to the program. It's nice to have you on.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, Karl Rove gets off, which I guess Fitzgerald felt that he could not make a case against Rove. But the thing I was wondering all last hour is, Rove did talk to Matthew Cooper. He did talk to Matthew Cooper about Valerie Plame. And Karl and Bush did say anybody in my administration that was caught or involved in leaking would be fired. And yet Karl Rove still has a job.
Right. And he also said, and Karl Rove himself said that he said he had nothing to do with it. And he had Scott McClellan, the former White House press secretary, say that he had nothing to do with it. So maybe Fitzgerald can't prove that he lied in the grand jury, but, I mean, it is a fact that he has admitted to leaking her name to Matthew Cooper and to Bob Novak. And at a minimum, I mean, even by this, you know, this White House standards are pretty low in terms of ethical behavior, but he, at a minimum, he loses his security clearance.
But he doesn't. He has his security clearance.
He does, yeah.
He has a job. The president made the statement out in the public. And then, you know, the sad thing is, who's going to hold this White House accountable for the comments that the president made? I mean, where are leading Democrats on this?
I think that you're going to see them, well, it's just happened, and so they haven't reacted. Yeah, but I think that you'll see them say, okay, you need to, all along the White House has said that they can't comment on the inconsistencies between what Rove testified to and then what he said publicly. They could, you know, so they got caught in a number of lies, saying that there was no one in the White House involved, saying that Rove wasn't involved, and then we found out that he was. And they've never reconciled those inconsistencies, if you will, saying that they had to wait until the matter was resolved because the investigation was ongoing. So the matter is resolved. I mean, there's still the difficulty in this, though, of course, is that the investigation is continuing. So I suppose that the White House will continue to hide behind that. But I think that you will see Democrats in Congress saying that the president needs to explain what happened in his White House. And they said when this was resolved, they would explain it all. And the thing with what Bush did was he said he would fire anybody who leaked her name. But then he last summer, I guess it was, he walked that back and said he would fire anyone who was found to be guilty of criminal wrongdoing. But that's not the standard.
So he gave himself another door to walk through that kind of gave him an out.
Yeah, and it gave, I remember, hey, he had like 3 days of bad press at the time when he did that. But this is just what they do. They figure they can, you know, they suck it up, have bad press for 3 days, and figure they can write it out. So I think that you'll see members of Congress saying that Rove and the president have to explain what happened. And I think they will still call for Rove to be fired. And also, and that he should lose his security clearance.
So Democrats will speak out ultimately on this. Somebody will try to hold the White House accountable for Rove's behavior.
Yes.
Because you know nobody in the media is going to do it.
Yeah, I've only seen CNN's coverage, but they have noted that, you know, Carl didn't, he's not getting indicted, but he did admit to leaking her name, and that contradicts what the White House said for 2 years. So they're not doing a bad job. They're also pointing out that the investigation's not over. And I think that what's disappointing about Bush going to Iraq today, which is
a publicity stunt,
a smart strategic move for them, is that Tony Snow won't have a briefing today. And so he won't get, because I'm sure the reporters are all going to be ready to say, bombard him with the, okay, McClellan wouldn't answer our questions because Rove was still under investigation. That's over. Explain.
Why do you say that's a smart strategic stunt for him to go to Iraq today?
Because it to some degree, it drowns out the story about Rove. Now, the story about Rove is, you know, it's good news. I mean, it's the best possible outcome. But it's never good to be reminding the American people that your top advisor was being investigated for perjury by a grand jury. You know, that's just not good. So they are able to quickly, this way they're able to quickly turn everyone's attention to this surprise trip to Iraq. It has, you know, reporters have to write about that. They can't write, you know, the reporters that cover the White House anyway have to write about Iraq. They can't write, they're not going to be able to write about Roe. Somebody else will have to do that. It just sort of dilutes all of the implications of Roe.
Do you think they took this into account today in planning this trip? Or do you think, or oh, you do? So you don't, or you don't think it was the idea that they want to capitalize on the Zarqawi
Well, I think it was a combination of things. I think that they want, I think that, and I have to say, I mean, I don't, it doesn't have any manifestation in terms of policy or in terms of the war getting better on the ground, but the new chief of staff, Bolton, has changed, you know, has put some new energy into the White House, and you saw over the weekend and yesterday the president going to Camp David with advisors and giving our allies a hard time about not ponying up to pay for things, and now he's in Iraq. So it shows a lot of focus and energy, and I think that people, I think the American people thought that he wasn't particularly focused on Iraq, just well, at least not doing anything about Iraq. And so now we see him doing things, but If the situation doesn't improve on the ground, I don't think that it's not gonna really help him much.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you think all of this will help him in the polls?
Well, I was surprised. Somebody just told me that CBS had a poll that came out after Zarqawi was killed, and he said that they asked about Zarqawi, saying when they asked the question about Iraq and Bush, and he went from 36% approval to 33%.
Yeah, the CBS poll says Zarqawi death has little impact. The only poll that really gives George W. Bush a boost is the USA Today Gallup poll shows a slight boost for the president.
What does that show?
Let me get it here real quick.
Sorry.
It's all right. I have it in front of me. I just have to peel it out, all these papers. The new poll found that 48% believe the United States probably or definitely will win the war, up from 39% in April. It also found that 47% believe things are going well in Iraq. That's up from 38% in March.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that's a significant bump. That's 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, he did, remember in the winter, I guess in December and January, he gave a series of speeches where he laid out his plan for Iraq. And he got a little bump in the polls, I think, after that, because it looked like he was doing something about Iraq, but the situation on the ground didn't change, and it didn't manifest itself into anything.
So you think that the slight bump that he's gotten in the USA Today Gallup poll will go back down again as time goes on, unless conditions on the ground change
unless that changes, gas prices get back in line, and if Iraq starts to improve on the ground, but absent of certainly at least Iraq. If Iraq starts going well, people may grudgingly say he's doing better, but I think that he has lost a big, I think it would be fair to say probably a majority of the American public. I mean, they have lost confidence in him, and I don't think that it's going to be, I don't think he can get that back. I think that's just gone.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, any way to win that back at all?
Well, I guess if he shows he's really changed his ways, because I think that people will think that, because it's true, that he is, he's hard-headed, he doesn't listen to criticism, or even, you know, he just does what he wants to do, he's got shoot first, ask question later, and I think that they think that he doesn't manage government well, too. And that, and also that, I mean, his big base of support has always been September 11th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how he reacted to that and how he brought the country together briefly after it. And but that, to a large degree, because of, you know, the because the administration manipulated intelligence to get us into this war, because people believe that he led us into a war that we didn't need to be in, and he used terrorism as a reason for it, and they know now that that was not a valid reason.
His base
has crumbled.
His credibility is gone.
His credibility is gone on the issue that people, you know, the one issue you could always go back to, right, was 9/11. And I think that by damaging his credibility in Iraq, he's damaged it permanently.
Jennifer Palmieri, thank you. I appreciate you being
My pleasure,
James. And we'll hope to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
That's
Jennifer Palmieri from the Center for American Progress. That's AmericanProgress.org. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up next, Congressman Mark Udall will talk about this Republicans killing a provision in an Iraqi war funding bill that would have put the United States on record against permanent base.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95. But I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit, yours free, only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver.
Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 822, 22 minutes after 8. High today, 92, mostly sunny skies, AM760, Progressive Talk. And it's good to have you along this morning, and we'll go directly to the phone now and talk to Congressman Mark Udall. Good to have you on, Congressman, yet again. It's always good to hear your voice.
Jay Marvin, good morning to you.
All right, let's talk about a few things here. There is an AP story out. It was out yesterday. Congressional Republicans killed a provision in an Iraq war funding bill that would have put the United States on record against permanent basing of U.S. military facilities in that country, according to congressional aides. They said this on Friday. Can you talk a little bit about this?
It's beyond unfortunate, Jay. The people in that region are wondering what our true intentions are. And to remove it from the supplemental is just, it's counterproductive. Barbara Lee, as you know, the congresswoman from California,
right,
has a resolution stating there shouldn't be any permanent bases. And I've also signed a letter that went to the conferees to urge them to retain that language. And the fact that both bodies, the House and the Senate, approved it initially and then it got taken out, it's very counterproductive. There's a lot of suspicion of our motives. And for it, eventually going to stabilize Iraq. We need every hand on deck, and we need everybody in that region believing that we're there for the best purposes.
So why did congressional Republicans do this?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Because the administration, as far as I can tell, has never really directly responded to the many people calling on a clear policy in this regard. And if you go and look at what the neocons wrote throughout the 90s, there's some sense that they, in fact, think this is a way to project American power, and that this is really part of the reason and the rationale behind the invasion of Iraq in the first place.
So
which would be, of course, contrary to everything we heard about why we were going to invade Iraq and depose Saddam Hussein in the first place.
So they definitely want to stay.
Well, that's the conclusion you have to draw, and I think it's now incumbent on the Congress. On the majority of the members in both houses said, look, well, this is not what we intended to do, and we ought to make it more clear, particularly the people in that region. My gosh. This is along with making it, it's been my prescription to stabilize the situation there, is to say we're clearly not there permanently. We clearly don't want to control your oil. Of course, we want access to your oil, but the oil is yours, particularly in the management of it, and then we ought to bring the regional entities together take more responsibility for what's occurring in Iraq. So I think this just sends the wrong message.
This now goes to the Senate. What do you think will happen there?
Well, given the Senator Frist's predilections and the way that body's been operating, I think it probably is not put back in the measure, frankly. And, again, a very significant lost opportunity.
Mm. Karl Rove today, not going to be indicted by Patrick Fitzgerald, but didn't President Bush say that anybody caught leaking in his administration would be fired? And we know that he talked to Matt Cooper of Time Magazine. We know that he talked to Robert Novak, and yet he still has a security clearance and still has a job. Does that trouble you?
You know, the lack of accountability continues. If you're incompetent, if you aren't held accountable, don't hold yourself accountable, or you leak, then you're retained. In some cases, you're given a medal. If you tell the truth, like General Shinseki, or you remember the economic policy advisor Larry Lindsey, or former Treasury Secretary O'Neill, then you're fired, or you're frozen out of the leadership team there in the White House. So that trend continues.
Finally, you spoke out about Ann Coulter. I found that to be pretty interesting. She's got some kind of a problem, I think.
We hear about angry liberals all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
What is with that? I think it's in some ways the worst of American society right now, Jay. Because in the end, you got to say it's all about selling books and being as outrageous as you possibly can. There's no the attention to facts, no attention to a reasonable discourse, and all you got to just watch her and the way she behaves. It's people out of the best thing we ought to do is ignore her, frankly.
But I found it interesting that most of the right-wing talk show hosts here, you know, really wanted to go after people like Ward Churchill and Jay Benish and the rest of them, but had nothing to say about Ann Coulter. And look at Ann Coulter's comments about the 9/11 widows, and yet they kept absolutely and completely silent about that.
Yeah, it's unconscionable, and if they were intellectually honest, they'd be putting her on the hot seat in every way possible, because those remarks are not acceptable. I mean, they're in the same league as Professor Churchill's remarks. They're that extreme. In fact, they probably meet at the bottom of the circle, right, those two? They ought to have dinner together.
Yeah, they probably would enjoy each other's company.
It's not a situation that doesn't have a conspiracy attached to it.
So, yeah, you know, I have to profess to you that I totally do not understand the right wing. No, I really don't. I really don't. In light of all of the things that have gone on in this country, in light of all of the, I mean, just everything that has happened, I don't understand how they continue to keep swallowing all of this day after day after day.
There's a few conservative legislators and commentators who are, I think, still intellectually honest about all of this, because this government's gotten bigger. Of course, we're running enormous deficits. We've overreached. There's no accountability. The chief executive is seemingly wants to be all-powerful. That runs against all the conservative traditions and philosophies, as you know. The power ought to be vested in the people through their elected representatives, not through an executive that the conservatives are very well aware of the history of the King of England and all the reasons that we fought for our independence. It's a real puzzle, isn't it?
I mean, I'm not asking you to name names, but have you ever had a conservative legislator, a conservative congressman come up to you or a congresswoman come up to you and say, you know, I profess that I don't think this administration knows what they're doing?
I've had a couple of them over the last few months, and I don't think I'd be putting him on the hot spot because he's been outspoken. Walter Jones from North Carolina is very, very concerned about the direction of the country and concerned about his own party and about the conservative elements and their approach these days. And he, of course, has joined Neil Abercrombie and others in the House calling for debate about Iraq and even for a set of timetables. So Walter Jones stands out as somebody who has drawn attention to what's really occurring.
So there are members of the president's own party who are frustrated with what's going on both domestically and foreign policy wise.
Yeah, Congressman Otter from Idaho, who may well be elected governor, a libertarian streak in Congressman Otter. He's very concerned about the civil liberty side. So there are members of the Republican Party that continue to speak out, but they're of course in a distinct minority.
Congressman, good to have you on. Plug your websites.
Hey, the official website is House, www.house.gov, G-O-V, and then / Mark Udall. And then my other website is www.markudall.org, and that's the campaign website. Come on aboard and hear about what's going on.
You got it. As always, good to talk to you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Hey, Jay, keep it up. See ya.
We got you. See you later. All right, there's Congressman Mark Udall, and we got a few answers from him, and there are some Democrats who will speak out about the Karl Rove situation. We'll throw open the phones for another 30 minutes here, and then we've got Media Matters for America. Jameson Fosier sitting in for Paul Waldman, who's sick today, and we'll be doing that in about 30 minutes. So anything on your mind, 303-713-7600 right now at 8:30. We'll go to Amelia Earhart and take a look at progressive traffic. Amelia, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I don't know. I think people are like in the summer doldrums now.
I think so, too.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, but it's all cycle, you know, get riled up in the winter.
I'm in a definite vacation mood now, knowing that I only got 10 more days till vacation.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be in Las Vegas.
We're going to miss you.
No, you won't. There'll be great people sitting in for me.
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
So there'll be a lot of good people that will be here. But don't you get in that vacation kind of mood?
Yep, I do.
You know, where you start thinking, golly, it's only 10 days away?
Yeah, like maybe if I cut 10 seconds off each report, it'll add up to lots of work not done.
Well, maybe if I help you cut off 10 seconds off each report, it'll add up to a lot of work not done.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with the progressive traffic?
All right, well, fortunately, we're just beginning to wind down this morning's drive. Southbound 25, that earlier crash right at Alameda is now cleared from the drive. The same goes for the crash eastbound across 6th Avenue on that approach to 25. That's off to that right-hand shoulder. Now, taking a look at 270 in Commerce City, eastbounders are still jam-packed between I-76 and Vasquez, and across I-225 southbounders are stopped stop and go right between Colfax and Iliff, and again on that approach to Yosemite heading down towards I-25. Today's forecast calls for a chance for showers later on today and a high of 98 degrees. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials store-wide. Kohl's Big Wednesday is this Wednesday only from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along. Did you know the Canary Islands were not named for the bird? They were named after a breed of large dogs. The Latin name Canary Insulae translates to Islands of Dogs. Now, my dog, one of my dog's names, does have something to do with geographical location. Welsh Corgi from Welsh, right? Yeah. And that's where they're originally from. Welsh Corgis are from the Welsh part of Europe. And I'm not so sure that Coco knows that she's a Welsh Corgi, but she knows she's something other than a Minpin, which is what Jackson is. So, and I don't know about Jackson. I don't know what Minpins are. They're a mixture of Doberman Pinscher and something else, I think. And I don't know if they have any geographical location either. But you know what? No matter where your dog hails from, you want your dog to have the best possible health. And you know something? If you've got a puppy and your puppy doesn't seem to be able to outrun all the other puppies in the dog park and is quickly becoming too big to sit on your lap, if you have a large breed puppy, you face all kinds of challenges in owning puppies, don't you? But one of the things you should face is feeding them the right kind of food. And that's where Purina One Large Breed Puppy Formula comes into play. It has natural sources of glucosamine that help support joint health and mobility. It's designed to help large breed puppies grow at a normal rate while developing strong bones and joints. If you want to see a positive difference and a change that pet food can make in your pet, from large breed puppies to senior dogs, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for you and your pet. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today. Call those numbers today. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Once again, the number is 1-888-606-BARK. Jackson and Coco love it. And your dogs will love it, too. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, The Pink Panther, 16 Blocks, World's Fastest Indian, and Dave Chappelle's Block Party. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You're listening to Jay Marvin, a guy who thinks ice fishing is getting the last cube out of the bottom of the glass. My kind of guy. This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked right here to my buddy Jay on AM 760.
Big Ed Schultz, my companero. Oh, maybe I should say my friend. The should speak in English only, right? 836, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 92. Open phones, 303-713-7600. You know what I'm thinking about doing tomorrow? Management is out of town. What do you think about this idea? Why don't you think about this idea? The idea would be, like, we should just do 4 hours of open phones tomorrow. Why not? I don't know. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I don't know if Todd Parkmore, if Big Head Todd will be here tomorrow morning or not. I haven't heard from him. He's out of town. So I assume maybe that he'll be here, but maybe he won't. But maybe even if he is here, maybe what we'll do is we'll just do 4 hours. Because there's no management. Management's on vacation, so they're not here to tell me what to do. And we can just do anything. And I've longed to, and Welsh is from Wales, by the way, which for some reason I couldn't think of it. Thank you to the caller who reminded me. Sometimes I'd like to have it that way every day, where we could just talk about anything you wanted to talk about rather than having us set the dictation about what to talk about in the morning. I got two open lines at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, and anything you want to talk about is fine with me, be it Karl Rove or this congressional Republicans killed a provision in the Iraqi war funding bill that would have put the United States on record against permanent basing of U.S. Military facilities in that country. Bush is in Iraq today. And also we were talking earlier about Karl Rove. And then I can't, you know what, maybe this is a sign of my age or something, but I can't even remember what I was up to the first hour. What were we up to the first hour here this morning? Oh, about whether you think the war in Iraq is winnable or not. Because these polls that are out, that some people now feel that we could possibly be able to win the war in Iraq. And then we get into semantics about whether it's a war or it's an occupation or whatever. But can we stabilize Iraq and successfully get out was the question we were talking about between 6 and 7 this morning. So two open lines at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Mike. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to this Republican that called you earlier this morning. I flipped on my radio as you were talking to him, and it's just, like, so typical. The guy, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but you nailed him. It was great.
Well, you know, it's weird. A weird thing has been going on this week. It wasn't going on last week, but it's been going on this week. The phone calls have been traditionally lower than they normally are. And so what's happening is a lot of these conservatives, a lot of these right-wing guys are sneaking through and getting on the air, and he's the second one I've had today where they make statements and then you challenge them about the statements. There was a guy on earlier, I believe, between 6 and 7, about 6:25 this morning, talking about how he knew that everybody in Iraq wanted to be free. And, of course, he was talking about freedom in the sense of American freedom. And I quoted to him the BBC poll that 80% wanted us just to get out of the country. And the New York Times article over the weekend on the Sunday section of the New York Times that indicated that there are Afghan villagers who really don't care who controls the country, whether it's the government, the central government, whether it's the Taliban, they just want peace. And this guy kept saying, well, those polls are absurd. So I would say to him, all right, well, if they're absurd, I mean, do you have something else to base your argument on other than, well, I just know? And he just, you know, all he could fall back on was, I just know. I mean, in other words, yeah. I guess they're given these talking points, and I guess they just swallow them, and they don't bother to sit there and try to think them through.
No, they don't even question. They have this idea that they're morally the ones that are correct and that know everything. And if they feel this way, everybody else in the world must feel the same way that they do. Otherwise, they're not very smart. And the thing that gets me is that, like, when you listen to Sean Hannity, he's so smug, and he's got stupid grin on his face when he shoots his mouth off, and he still sounds so stupid. And to me, it's great. I love when Republicans shoot their mouth off because they make the rest of us sound much more intelligent, you know? I mean, because so much of what comes out of their mouth is like the talking point.
Well,
and
I mean,
backs up with anything.
Well, you know, what else, Michael, what else could I do but laugh at that guy? I mean, do you know of any other way to deal with him? I mean, you can't get angry at him. I mean, what can you do with him?
No, you can't get mad at guys like that. And laughing at him is really, you know, I don't even think they get it. You know, they're just so convinced that liberals and Democrats are stupid that they don't even feel like they need to have an intelligent conversation with you. I play on a pool team every Tuesday night with a bunch of people that are nice people, but Republicans. And some of them are so staunch in their Republicanism that they don't even question their own party's motives. They don't question their own party's platform. They just say, well, you know what? Those people in Iraq need freedom. We have freedom, so why shouldn't they have it? And that's why we're doing this. They don't even want to think about that it's got anything to do with Halliburton and business and oil. And that, I'm convinced that that's what it's all about. It's Dick Cheney and it's all of the other cronies from the first Bush administration trying to finish the job that they couldn't finish back then. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what the Iraq War is all about. It's got nothing to do with spreading freedom or democracy or any of these other things, because it's not going to happen anyways. They're so divided in that country based on their faith and based on their different types of...
They want a church-run state, really, is what they want.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, you know, I mean, a lot of Republicans want a church-run state here as well, you know, and that's what we've got. We've got a Christian theocracy, and it's dangerous. I mean, you know, I don't know how many times a religion has to be proved wrong before people finally get it that maybe... You know, religion is not the way. I believe in God. I believe in a creator. I think that most religions do a miserable job of depicting what that God and what that creator is.
You know,
so as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, you got to draw the line. I don't think it makes any sense for anybody to kill another person based on their religion, because so many religions have been proven to be wrong, and so many cults have been proven to be wrong. That, you know, we got to take a step back and say, look, until we really know what's out there, until we really have an idea of what God is, maybe we shouldn't kill each other over it, because there's a good chance that we're wrong, just like all the religions over the last 1,000 years have been proven wrong.
God is a good thing and religion's a good thing. Trouble is, when it gets in the hands of man, it gets screwed up.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not slamming, you know, the concept of religion, you know, generally, or slamming people that have a faith and they really believe what they're talking about, but you got to draw the line on where you're willing to judge other people and where you're willing to kill somebody because they don't believe in your God or believe in God the way that it's ignorant, you know.
Yeah, I agree,
it's
Michael.
Not doing anybody any favors.
I agree, Michael. Thank you. Excellent call. Appreciate you being there.
Have a good one. I'll call again.
I hope so. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. Good food for thought on that guy, for that guy. 844, 16 away from 9.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from 4 crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Inventor's information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241.
It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Here's good news for anyone who's paying too much for their cable service. Dish Network has now drastically sliced its price to just half the cost of cable. To just a month. I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Okay, it seems the Dish Network price is now too low to say on the radio. So I'll just repeat that Dish Network is now half the cost of cable. But that's not all I can say. Oh, no. Order Dish Network now and you'll get 1 free month of our most popular programming, plus a complete Dish Network system installed with 4 receivers and a brand new Dish Network DVR recorder, all free. And now you can try it all risk-free for 30 days. So even though I can't say Dish Network is now... I can say it's half the price of cable with a 30-day money-back guarantee. No! Call Dish Direct now at 1-800-400-1218. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer for new customers only. Call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
We at the LASIK Vision Institute would like to pose a question to the general public. So here it is. Why would anyone choose to pay twice as much for LASIK than you have to? Especially when you can get the same procedure as those high-priced LASIK places using the same FDA-approved equipment performed by some of the most skilled surgeons, all for roughly half the price. Now, don't get us wrong. We understand how valuable the benefits of LASIK can be, being less dependent on glasses and contacts, not having to fumble with those messy, cumbersome contacts. Heck, just imagine being able to see the alarm clock in the morning. It's certainly worth a lot of money. But when you can get it for roughly half the price, why wouldn't you? If you're thinking about LASIK, let us send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions. Call the LASIK Vision Institute at 1-800-700-1278. For your free information kit, call 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 8:49. It's 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 92. Under mostly sunny skies. No thunderstorms in the forecast. It's open phones. We've got Paul Waldman. Paul Waldman's out today. We've got Jameson Fosier from Media Matters coming up. And we'll go back to open phones. But we'll continue to take your calls. Let me go to Frank in Boulder. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, I wish you had challenged Mark Udall on why he voted against web neutrality last week in the House.
I had no idea that he did.
It was the communications...
I know what it is, but I had no idea that he did.
Yeah, well, I was shocked. I didn't even bother, writing to him to ask him to stand on that. But,
well, why not?
Well, because I just assumed he would. he's our guy. And I find it very disappointing that he didn't.
Well, next time I have him on, I'll ask him about it.
I mean, I think web neutrality is crucial.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I'm sure you do, too. If we can't count on our own people in a liberal district as we have here, I don't know whom we can trust.
I just assumed he went along with it.
Well, there you go. So did I. And I sent out an email to my friends asking to support this, and I got back this information that he didn't. So, strangely, Tom Tancredo didn't vote for the bill which eliminated net neutrality. So he was on the right side, and our guy was on the wrong side.
we'll have to ask him about that next time I have him on. He's on here quite frequently.
Yes, I know.
And I really like him a lot, and I think it's pretty evident that I like him a lot. And, I think he's going to make a great senator when he decides to run in 08. But, we'll ask him about why he placed a vote. And I'm sure he's got a reasonable answer for it.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right, pal.
Nice talking to you, Jay.
I will do it for you, I promise, Frank.
Carry it on.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I used to be referred to as a liberal Republican. I don't think there's too many of those around anymore.
No, there's not.
Yeah, and I'm also a business person. I've been a consistent contributor to Republican causes and Republican candidates now for the last 25 years or so. One of the things that I'm seeing is, and there's always been a schism, if you will, between the neocons and the more conventional conservatives. And I think that gap is widening, and I'm all in favor of it. I'm doing whatever I can to drive a wedge in between, if you will. One of the big issues, if you will, as a conventional conservative, is I like to see a checkbook balance. And this administration hasn't seemed to have had any concern for that since the first day, although it's given a lot of lip service to it. And as a contributor to Republican causes and Republican candidates, there's a significant component of the business community that does what I do, but they don't think in terms of buying access. They think in terms of reinforcing Republican values. And we're not getting return on our investment, if you will.
Well, you know, number one, I think everybody is for a balanced checkbook, right,
yes,
left, in the middle, anywhere. I think everybody wants fiscal responsibility and the proper spending of their money.
In contrast to the last, you know, the Clinton administration versus the Bush administration, I agree with that. In looking at it, in principle, however, the Republicans have historically supposedly been more conservative in their spending, but that hasn't been shown in this last Bush administration.
Well, this last Bush administration has done terrible things, not only to the economy, but has done terrible things to working people, has done terrible things to federal agencies, has engaged in mass waste, has put people in positions because of their political or campaign connections rather than their expertise. And the people that are really taking it on the chin are middle-class America. They're the ones that are really getting nailed by all of this. They're the ones that are really getting run around the block. This administration has flushed fiscal responsibility down the drain in order to cater to the very rich.
What I've been seeing amongst my associates is, you know, something we refer to it sometimes internally as donor fatigue, okay? And what's happening, if you will, is either we've been simply not donating, or there have been individuals who've been switching parties or just putting money into Democratic causes. I know several of my associates, for instance, who are strong supporters of Bill Ritter, which I also am, if you will. It won't bother me to swap out a Republican administration in total, House, Senate, and presidential office over this next session, just to see what we get, because whatever we get for my money right now is better than what we've had.
Well, I would agree. I mean, there are Democrats who I consider to be less than perfect, and some of their votes puzzle me, and the things that they do puzzle me, and I would like to see a change in the party. I would like to see some of these people pushed out, but by and large, this administration has been very, 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 very wrought with corruption, with poor decisions, with mismanagement. I mean, you know, from Hurricane Katrina, I mean, to federal agencies. You know, like the National Labor Relations Board, for instance, you're in business. The National Labor Relations Board, it's supposed to be there to protect the working public. This is an administration that has packed the National Labor Relations Board with people with business connections, not labor connections. I mean, that's not, they have weakened the National Labor Relations Board to the point where it's a meaningless organization. That's not what it was intended to be. I mean, it's not what it was supposed to do. They have destroyed the checks and balances in this government, and that's why things don't work the way they should.
Well, this is what you get when you elect people who don't like government.
That's right. They go out of their way to try to wreck things. And you have to have, you know, you have to have balance. I mean, this whole thing of extremism, like, there are people who are on the extreme left, and there are people on the extreme right. But, you know, their theories don't wash. What you've got to do is, you know, we have a pretty well-designed system in this country. It has checks and balances that were laid out. It has checks and balances that have been developed over the years. What this administration has done is this administration has come through its corporate friends and has dismantled a lot of this stuff, and lies and makes illogical arguments about things. You know, their record on health insurance and their record on health care is a disgrace. You know, they'll tell you things like, well, you can't import drugs from Canada and you can't import drugs from Europe because they're unsafe. But you know what? We can get vegetables from Canada. We can get beef from Canada, and that's safe. How does that work?
Again, from my perspective, and again, several of my associates, the business of government isn't getting done. And this is what this is a big issue for a lot of us, conventional conservatives out there, if you will. And the Bush administration has seemingly gone out of its way to bollocks up the system, and that we need that to stop sooner than later.
Well, you know what? I would agree with you. And on that, you and I are on the same page. Kevin, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. All right, we got Jameson Fosier coming up here for Media Matters. We'll talk about Ann Coulter and her excesses and quite a few other things as well. And then we'll open the phones again and talk to you. We'll open the phones again for anything that is that you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. And, you know, it's surprising, but we're hearing from more and more conservatives and more Republicans today. He's one of the many that have called me over the last couple of weeks that are fed up with the Bush administration. But we've also had some conservatives, of course, that have tried to defend themselves, including the guy over the Karl Rove situation, which, you know, I'd like to spend an hour someday on this show. And I always make these promises, and I never carry through with them, and I should carry through with them for once. I'd like to spend an hour one of these days and ask you, how in the world do you reach these people? How in the world do you reach people whose minds are made up? And no matter how much of the facts you show them, you just can't seem to break through. What's the secret to breaking through and getting them to see what's going on inside their own country? Think about that, and you know, we may talk about that tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, Media Matters for America coming up next, and then Open Phones continues on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
At Spivak Vision Center, our LASIK patients have spoken, and we're listening. For the past 12 months, thousands of patients have helped us celebrate our 25th anniversary by taking advantage of our $1,000 savings. As our way of saying thank you, we're extending our $1,000 savings through June. So for all you procrastinators out there who waited for the last possible moment to save on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, you've got one last chance. But don't wait. Our 25th anniversary LASIK celebration ends this month. Put clear, natural Colorado vision on your list of to-dos this summer and call Spivak Vision Center for our biggest savings of the year. Give your eyes a fresh start this summer with LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision for the past 25 years. Call 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020. It's the only way to see.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In a development that stunned even close aides, President Bush has made a surprise visit to Baghdad to underscore support for Iraq's new government. One of the small number of journalists who made the trip is TV pool reporter John King.
The president also will meet with General Casey, the commander on the ground here, and then have a bit of a pep rally with about 800 members of the U.S. military and other civilians working here for the United States government and the coalition before heading back to Washington.
This was to have been Mr. Bush's second day at Camp David for a skulls session on Iraq. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer near the presidential retreat. This was a real shocker, Peter.
Beyond a shocker, especially for cabinet members gathered here at Camp David for what they thought was going to be a teleconference with the new Iraqi leadership. Instead, they looked at Mr. Bush's empty seat and his image on the satellite hookup from Baghdad, where he could be heard telling the new Iraqi prime minister, "The future of your country is in your hands." Of course, it's also in the hands of 130,000 U.S. troops who remain on an open-ended mission, Nick.
Now, the morning's other surprise, Peter, the announcement senior advisor Karl Rove won't be indicted in the Valerie Plame outing.
Right. This is very good news for a White House that's been dogged by the CIA leak controversy. Rove, of course, has been the president's top political advisor, the man Mr. Bush calls his architect. The White House says it's pleased that Rove is off the hook in this case, Nick.
Well, there is wind and rain and surf. But Tropical Storm Alberto's bark has turned out to be worse than its bite. One Florida official says we dodged a bullet. Late word from the National Hurricane Center that hurricane warnings have been taken down for parts of the Florida Gulf Coast. But Jamie Rome of the National Hurricane Center says there may be tornadoes and certainly plenty of rain.
The storm is fairly large, so it's affecting a good portion of the Florida Peninsula from the central Florida northward through the panhandle. Obviously, the worst of it is probably in the Florida Big Bend area.
A tragedy in India as a truck carrying members of a wedding party swerved and then plunged down a mountainside. Police say they've recovered 48 bodies. At least 12 people were injured. The accident happened about 175 miles northeast of New Delhi. They've warned you about Chinese and Mexican food and put you on notice about movie popcorn. Now they're stepping up a campaign against an earlier target. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The head of the Center for Science and the Public Interest says makers of packaged foods have done a lot to remove unhealthy trans fats, but restaurants have not.
And one of the biggest offenders in terms of trans fat in the restaurant world is KFC. Their foods are dripping with trans fat.
Michael Jacobson says his group is suing KFC, its old name was Kentucky Fried Chicken, demanding that the amount of trans fats be disclosed, also asking a judge to order the company to change the oil it uses. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
And on Wall Street, it's turning out to be another down day. Right now, the Dow is off 35 points, the NASDAQ is down 9, the S&P 500 off 6. This is CBS News.
Asthma, diabetes, heart disease. I see real health problems in our communities and too many people who don't see a doctor until it's too late.
Thais directs GSK's Healthy Communities programs.
We're taking a real active role working with community groups to offer free health screenings and connecting local doctors with people that really need help. It's a start toward helping folks live healthier lives, and that does my heart good.
GSK, finding a way forward, one community at a time.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. We could hit record temperatures today. Nine News meteorologist Nick O'Kelly saying 99 is possible at DIA. Even hotter temperatures possible downtown and throughout the suburbs. We could break 100. So be prepared for that. A Stop Bullying Summit today in Denver. It's a day-long special event.
It's aimed at practitioners, folks that are working in the schools, parents, and folks that are working in programs that address these kinds of issues.
John Dandaran with Creating Caring Communities says the summit will address issues of why kids bully. A day to remember two renowned mountain climbers from Vail who died in Alaska, the family of Sue Knott, thanking the Colorado community for its support after Knott and her climbing partner, Karen McNeil, died atop Alaska's Mount Foraker. I'm Tim Lewis. This has been your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, most of our drive is wrapped up this morning. All of our earlier crashes are cleared from the drive, and we do have some heavy traffic left over across northbound 25, stretching between 225 and Hampton. North of here, you get a nice clean drive into downtown Denver, and the same goes for southbound I-25 as you make your way in from the Thornton North Glen area into downtown across Invesco Field. Now, southbound 225 is jamming up just a bit between the Dayton Street Bridge and I-25, and the eastbound lanes of C-470 are still heavy at Lucent. Westbounders are looking at the final cleanup of a westbound crash just west of Quebec across C-470, now pulled off to that left-hand shoulder. Today's forecast calls for highs in the upper 90s, so we got a warm one ahead of us.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now. And we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Every time gave their standard dodge to questions about this investigation, which is, we're not going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
So now the investigation into that part of it anyway is over with.
Exactly. So it seems like it's time for the White House to answer those questions. For that to happen, it's time for reporters to start asking those questions, and certainly to ask them more forcefully and more frequently than they have over the last year. So that's our first challenge to the media out there today as they're covering this story, is this doesn't mean that everything's over. And really, if anything, it just means that it's time for the White House to answer a lot of the questions they've been ducking for a long time.
You know, you note that back in November 2005, Knight Ritter reported that 16 former CIA and military intelligence officials urged President Bush to suspend top political advisor Karl Rove's security clearance following revelations that he played a role in the CIA officer in the outing of CIA officer Valerie Plame. As Media Matters were repeatedly noted, the subject of Rove's security clearance has gone largely unreported. How much do you think it'll be talked about today, if at all?
Well, I haven't seen it yet. It should be the first question out of every reporter's mouth at the White House press briefing. They repeatedly, for the last couple of years, have asked the White House questions, and the White House has said, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. So if those reporters were serious about asking the questions and were serious about wanting the answers, today would seem to be the obvious time to ask it.
No press briefing today, though, because the president's in Iraq. True?
True. There may be a gaggle anyway, but we'll see. But in any case, I mean, there may not be a press briefing, but every reporter, I hope, has Tony Snow's phone number.
Yeah, and that they call up and do ask him. And,
we know they have Karl Rove's phone number.
Yeah, and do follow up on this. All right, let's move on to Ann Coulter. Is there something wrong with I've asked Paul Waldman this. I think I've asked you this before, too. Is there something wrong with her, or is she smarter than we think she is, and that she really just knows how to sell books?
Well, she certainly knows how to sell books. She knows what a certain segment of the market wants, and she also knows that the major media is all too happy to give a platform to somebody who spews hate like she does from the right if they think they can boost their ratings because of it. She's been on the Today Show 3 times in the last 8 months after this most recent appearance last week. NBC Nightly News ran a story saying that Coulter had crossed the line and, you know, suggesting that maybe she shouldn't have been on, though it's important to note that Today Show's producer, and their PR people have refused to rule out a future Coulter appearance. But this notion that she's suddenly crossed the line is frankly absurd. She crossed the line a long time ago. She crossed the line 10 years ago, and she has never looked back. This is somebody who publicly suggested that perhaps President Clinton should be assassinated. That's crossing the line, and
yeah.
The media doesn't care. They keep putting her on. She's on NBC, she's on MSNBC, she's on Fox News. She's all over the place, and she has been for years. And you know, it's actually fairly hypocritical for a lot of these news organizations to tut that she's inappropriate, but then put her on television and give her this platform. It's a pretty cynical little game they're playing.
So some of the things she says on Fox, Coulter further criticized victims, including Max Cleland and Christopher Reeve, for using their personal story. Just make the argument. Be a man. Step up to the plate, she said on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. What kind of person would pick on a guy like Christopher Reeve?
So a bad person. I think it's worth exploring Coulter's argument here just for a second. She's complaining that people who have suffered some sort of misfortune or tragedy shouldn't be spokespeople on issues because you can't criticize them. You can't question them. That's absurd. Nobody is suggesting that you can't disagree with the policy statements that a widow of a victim of September 11th or Christopher Reeve or somebody else says. Of course you can disagree with the policy. Nobody has a problem with that. Nobody has a problem with saying, you know, I disagree, I think the Iraq War is a good thing. What people have a problem with and what Coulter is trying so hard to defend is Coulter's right to call them names. That's what people have a problem with. People have a problem when you say, as M. Coulter did, that September 11th widows enjoyed their husband's death. That's the kind of criticism that she's defending. It's not disagreement. She's not defending conservatives' ability to disagree with these people. She's defending conservatives' ability to personally insult them, smear them, and just say despicable things. And by the way, she's being a hypocrite about it. She constantly claims that only Democrats and liberals hide behind victims. That's her phraseology. The most famous television ad of the 2004 presidential campaign, and what is widely considered the most effective television ad of the 2004 campaign, was run by a Republican group, and it featured a 16-year-old girl whose mother died on September 11th talking about President Bush and praising him. Now, if Democrats and liberals, according to Ann Coulter, are hiding behind victims, what's that? It's hiding behind a 16-year-old girl who lost her mother.
Why doesn't Matt Lauer and others point that out to her?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. Alan Colmes finally did last night, and good for him. But that, to me, is probably the most shocking journalistic lapse of the last week, and that in all the coverage of this story, not one interviewer I've seen prior to Alan Colmes said, "Ann, what are you talking about?"
And what was her reaction to that?
She stammered something about it being different because he's the commander-in-chief, which is possibly the stupidest thing she's ever said, and that's a pretty high bar. But it's clear that she's nothing but a Republican partisan. She holds liberal politicians and liberal activists to a different standard than conservative and Republican activists. She's a partisan, and she's just a mean person. And she gets praised, not just put on the air, but praised by people like Howard Kurtz at the Washington Post and ABC's Jake Tapper,
yes.
who called her argument valid and honest. It's neither valid nor honest. It's a big lie.
Yeah, where does Kurtz and Tapper get away with making those comments?
Yeah, I think they don't get enough. They don't hear from enough readers and viewers about it. You know, this isn't a unique thing for Howard Kurtz. Howard Kurtz is a guy who called Rush Limbaugh a mainstream conservative, and says that Democrats and progressives who criticize Rush Limbaugh must not listen to his show because he's really quite tame and just talks about the issues. This is a guy who made feminazi a part of the national lexicon, and Howard Kurtz says he's focused on issues.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, defending Coulter, O'Reilly and Limbaugh both claim that she doesn't lie, although she's lied on numerous occasions.
Yeah, well, having your honesty defended by Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly probably speaks for itself. She, like they, has lied repeatedly. We've documented several examples of them. There are countless, literally countless others. This is, you know, Ann Coulter, in one of her previous books, alleging bias about the New York Times, offered the anecdote that the New York Times ignored Dale Earnhardt's death and didn't report it on page one, and this showed how out of touch they were. the exact day she was referring to, the New York Times, in a front-page article, reported his death. She just flat-out lied. She makes things up. She says things that aren't true. She doesn't correct them. She doesn't apologize for them. She's a liar.
She makes all kinds of erroneous statements. She erroneously claimed that liberal financier George Soros said the reason for anti-Semitism is the Jews, which is not true.
That's not true, and is typical of the kind of rhetoric that she engages in. And again, you know, Ann Coulter is who she is. She's a hateful liar, and that's all, you know, interesting. But the real problem here is that NBC and
why do Fox News
and the Washington Post and ABC enable her,
and why do they keep doing that? Why does ABC's Today Show keep doing that?
They must think that it gets them viewers. They must think
today,
that controversy is good for them. You know, it's important to recognize, though, that these things have consequences. When you put Ann Coulter on television and you make Ann Coulter's statements a part of the public discourse, you shift everything far to the right. When Ann Coulter says that liberals hate America and side with the terrorists, it suddenly seems a little bit more reasonable when Karl Rove says liberals aren't serious about protecting America. They shift everything to the right.
Yeah.
And as a result, you know, you have a media environment that grossly distorts where the American people are today.
Yeah. You know what? That's very, very true. Jameson Fosier, managing editor at Media Matters for America. Go to mediamatters.org. Check them out. They're one of the most worthy organizations in this country. They hold the mainstream media accountable. Jameson, good to have you on again, and we'll talk to you again. Well, you know what? If the rotation holds up, next week it's your turn again.
It is. We'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
Okay, Jameson, take care. Bye. There's Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. All right, we'll go to open phones in the last part of the show now. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, Ann Coulter or anything else, or Karl Rove, or whatever it is that you're interested in. I got four open lines.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
71, the mortgage store. They're the folks to talk to. They'll stay with you every step of the way. I'm telling you, from the very beginning, to the very end, the people at the mortgage store are with you. And you can start saving hundreds of dollars today. So call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. One phone call will get you started saving money today. That's 303-423-7171. And the mortgage store experts, by the way, are available evenings and weekends, too, to fit your busy schedule. So they're always there to help you. And I'll tell you, there is you can call for a free credit analysis today. You can get approval right over the phone right now. There's no application fee. There's no out-of-pocket closing costs. And your interest may be tax-deductible. They're certainly not tax-deductible on those credit cards. So call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Be the Change USA presents Greg Palast, award-winning investigative journalist and New York Times best-selling author, at Central Presbyterian Church on June 16th. A dinner reception will begin at 5:30, and the Palast Lecture will start at 6:45. Register for the evening with Greg Palast at btc-usa.org. Then join Colorado Progressive Saturday morning, June 17th, at George Washington High School for workshops to jumpstart this critical election year of change.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A little dead there. Why not? 922, 22 minutes after 9. I'm day 92, but you know what they say? We could break 100 today. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones 303-713-7600. And let's jump back to the phones, and we'll go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, many of your good-hearted callers are wringing their hands trying to understand, saying these people are pathological liars in the administration.
Right.
But my take on it is more like Goebbels. You know, from the get-go, this is systematic.
Well, you could say, though, I mean, we're splitting hairs, but you could also say, couldn't you say Goebbels was a systematic liar?
Oh, no, this was well planned.
A pathological liar?
No, I said, no, it was very well calculated to try to repeat stuff to convince people. And I think Truman talked about the big lie.
Yeah, if you say it often enough.
Right, right. And so I think that ties into this thing with Karl Rove. You know, they're not going to do anything with him because of that.
Well, they're not going to do anything. And you know what? They're not going to do anything about Karl Rove and his security clearance and all of that. Because you know something? No one's going to hold their feet to the fire. No one's going to demand that they do anything about him. They're going to get away with it because there's nobody to hold their feet to the fire, just like there's nobody to hold their feet to the fire for all the other things they've gotten away with, including ignoring 750 different laws. I mean, we could go on and on. There's a whole laundry list of things that they've done.
Yeah, my point is they've been doing this from the beginning, and it's all calculated. And, you know, pathological liars are generally people who are socially inept and do things like that to get attention.
Well, see, I don't know what the clinical diagnosis of a pathological liar is, but these people just seem to, be able to spout these talking points, and I mean, man, you know what? No one is a better example of this kind of behavior than Ken Mellman, head of the Republican National Committee, who will get on TV and who will flat out say something, and you know it's not true, and he says it anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I think that just goes back to Joseph Goebbels.
Well, they, just say it often enough, and then people begin to believe it.
Yeah, and they've been doing this since January of 01. So I don't think it's pathological. It's coldly calculated.
Well, whatever it is, it's not good for the country.
No, it's not.
All right, pal, thank you for the call.
You bet. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Bye. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I thought we had a righty on the phone, our conservative guy, and he jumped off. Couldn't handle the phone traffic there. Couldn't handle waiting. Want to know how Karl Rove is getting off. Well, he's not being indicted. That's why he's getting off. 303-713-7600. It's open phones underway here. Let's go to Mary in Highlands Ranch. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, Mary.
I think that Ann Coulter has adopted the 21st century Howard Stern model. of long ago. If you recall, when Howard Stern first came on the radio, he was not only obnoxious, he's still obnoxious, but he was irreverent. He was shocking. He was the original shock jock. She's taken it to a new level in print. However, I don't see very many Republicans who are running for office asking Dear Annie to come and campaign for votes. Do you?
No, and I think you could make the case, and I should have made it to Jameson Fosier, and I didn't make it because I didn't think about it until you just brought this up. Mainly, you know what she is? She's a media creation, and you're right. Most people who are running for office, most Republicans who are running for office, don't have, you know, don't even want to be, you know, probably don't have their picture taken with her.
And if you think about it, and if you look back, she was, is a syndicated columnist.
Right.
But over the years, she has lost much of that base. I know one in particular was the Arizona Republic.
Right, which she accused liberals of getting her kicked off of there.
Well, that's a very Republican state.
Yeah, it is.
And that newspaper is, I don't want to say it's ultra-conservative, but it's sort of straight down the mainstream. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't go right or left. But I have another question for you, if you would indulge me.
Sure.
Help me understand how Media Matters helps keep journalism honest.
Oh, how it does it is, you know what, they've taken a pattern from what the right wing has been doing since 1971, which the right wing has been successful in moving the public discourse to the right by continuously having its members, the right wing, by continuously beating up on the press and by continuously sending them emails and by continuously issuing press releases pointing out their supposed gaffes. And Media Matters for America does exactly the same thing. You go get on their mailing list, and they will point out to you the inconsistencies of the media when it makes these right-wing gaffes, and will give you the information and urge you to write them a letter asking them to correct their behavior and asking you to do it in a very, very positive, not in a mean-spirited way. And the right wing has been very, very successful in doing this now for years.
Well, I don't think they're very successful.
Oh, I think they're real successful. Are you kidding me? They own the media landscape, the right wing.
Oh, no, I don't think. I'm talking about Media Matters.
Well, they haven't been around as long as since. They haven't been around 30 years. They only started a couple of years ago.
I understand that. I understand that completely. But 30 years ago, we didn't see this type of right-wing bias anyways in our press.
No, because 30 years ago, the right wing decided to make a concentrated effort through media organizations like Brent Bozell's organization and I can't remember the other guy's name. He's dead. He died a couple of years ago. Where they went ahead and did exactly the same thing. They used to bug the media day in and day out complaining about their left-wing slant. And all Media Matters for America is doing is holding them responsible and asking us to hold them responsible for doing things like putting Ann Coulter on NBC's Today Show and giving her legitimacy. And I think they have become very successful at it. They got an overtly right-wing blogger fired from the Washington Post. They've forced numerous networks, including MSNBC, Fox, and ABC, to issue retractions.
Well, I guess maybe the difference is, in my opinion, is they are effective at what they do, by however they do it, whether it's garnering support from people like you and me. And I don't see the same effectiveness on the left or in the middle. And I guess that's
well, the middle,
point.
There's no advocacy in the middle.
Well, there's no it doesn't appear as though there's any on the left either.
Well, yeah, there's advocacy on the left because we're developing advocacy. I mean, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we didn't have a Media Matters for America. We didn't have any progressive talk radio. We didn't have any of these things. We didn't have the internets and blogs. All of those things have all come about in the last 3 to 4 to 5 years. We're developing our infrastructure where the right wing has had a 35-year run on it ahead of us, and they've made great use of it.
Well, I just sort of beg to differ.
You can beg to differ all you want, but I've been sitting in the middle of it for 34 years.
Well, quite honestly, the commercialization of the internet didn't really occur until 1995.
No, but the use of the internet for political power didn't really take off until the Howard Dean campaign.
Well, now you've totally lost me.
How have I lost you there, ma'am? That's very simple to follow.
What, the Howard Dean campaign?
Yes, Howard Dean was one of the first candidates to use the Internet to successfully raise lots of money.
Oh, okay. Well, I understood, but I don't think that follows under the same. I mean, we're way off base here.
No, we're not way off base. What I'm saying to you is the right wing has built its infrastructure since 1971. We have not done ours. We have basically relied and been happy with the print coverage that we used to get, and now that has gone astray on us. But we are building our infrastructure through organizations like Media Matters, through organizations like AM 760 Progressive Talk, through organizations like the Daily Kos blog, and numerous other blogs are out there like Crooks and Liars, through Talking Points, Talking Point Memos. I mean, we're building our infrastructure. We're doing it slowly. It's going to take us years to catch them, but at least we're in the process of doing it. And to say that these things are not effective is not to follow what goes on every single day.
Well, I beg to differ because I read that website.
How do you beg to differ then? Where is your difference of opinion?
My difference in opinion is I don't see results.
The results are there. They're not huge, but they're better than they were. For instance, you know what? 2 years ago, all right, 2 years ago, where was the progressive radio station, ma'am?
Calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. You know, I'm not going down this road again with another caller. Don't tell me to calm down. I'm just asking you to answer me the question.
I don't like to be shouted at.
Two years ago, where was the progressive radio station in this town? Where was the liberal talk in this town, ma'am?
I don't know. I just moved here, and it seems like.
But where did you move here from?
New York.
Where was it in New York?
We had liberal press in New York.
Well, where? The New York Times?
Yeah.
Oh, like the New York Times that takes the Clinton marriage scandal off the front page of the Boston Globe and then puts it on the front page of the New York Times, but doesn't cover the same story when it comes to the Bushes.
You're really starting to sound like Ann Coulter.
Oh, you know what? Goodbye. I'm not sounding like Ann Coulter. And, you know, I just had enough of that. It's 9:33. Let's take a look at the traffic.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Well, we still got trouble across southbound 25 this morning. Got a wreck in the left-hand lane right at the Franklin Street Bridge. We're backed up all the way to Alameda due to this one. It looks like it's a pretty bad crash. Northbounders will also find slowing due to curiosity across that highway drive. Now, northbound 25 south of here is still jamming up between 225 and Hampton, and southbound lanes of 225 are also heavy and slow between the Dayton Street Bridge down to I-25. Today's forecast calls for record-breaking temperatures up in the upper 90s.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Dad, are you okay? I've never seen a national monument topple over on someone before.
I'm fine. Thinking about that great little beach near the hotel got me through it.
You've just witnessed Hotels.com euphoria, that overwhelming feeling of joy you get from realizing you booked the perfect hotel just right for you, thanks to the experts at Hotels.com.
You had to use the stairs to go up the St. Louis Arch?
Yeah, but it gave me an excuse to soak in that phenomenal hot tub at the hotel afterwards.
That's Hotels.com euphoria. With over 25,000 properties and easy-to-use online tools like virtual tours and customer reviews, Hotels.com makes it easy for you to get a great deal on the places you want to stay. Experience Hotels.com euphoria for yourself. Go to Hotels.com or call the experts at 1-800-3-HOTELS now to see this week's hot deals.
Like Hotels.com's summer getaway sale. Going on now. Get great deals on destinations like New York, Orlando, San Francisco, and more. Hotels.com. We know hotels inside and out.
LendingTree.com. Where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
the car, grab your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great, but your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live, so we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world, like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear, all in a fresh-baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are, and you'll say, great, and your boss will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a Spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So now I'm like Ann Coulter. Unbelievable. It's 9:37. 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, could close, get close to 100. I don't know what's going on with these phones lately, and I don't have any idea what's happening with them, and that we're getting these calls, and I'm getting these weird calls all the time, and where these calls are coming from. And she has a perfect right to her opinion, but to say that I sound like Ann Coulter, I don't think I sound like Ann Coulter. And, you know, what I'm talking about is well-documented. All you have to do is go read books on the subject. Blinded by the Right by David Brock. The Republican Noise Machine by David Brock. Eric Alterman. What Liberal Media. I mean, there are tons of books out there on these subjects. Paul Walbin's got a book out, which is it gives an excellent example of the right wing and how they operate. And how they operate and how they run the media. It's just unbelievable. Really unbelievable. And by the way, Howard Stern was not the first shock jock in America. You know, I didn't want to burst your bubble on that one either. Let's go to Dave in Erie. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
Man, you are nothing like Ann Coulter. You know, I got to tell you, I've been listening to your show the full year. I've never called. This one, I just climbed into my car and called immediately because this is garbage. I am so tired of hearing this. You know, progressive talk radio and the blogs have completely mobilized me. I mean, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I got to admit I was pretty apathetic up until the last couple of years. And you and Ed Schultz and the rest of the crew at Air America have totally mobilized me. And I'm tired of, I got to tell you, I am sick and tired of the coastline Democrats continuing to bring this party down. We need more people like you and Ed Schultz mobilizing for America. Because if we continue to get these East Coast who have this elitist Democrat mentality that they're way over the highway and that's the only way to do business, we're going to continue to pass to take every single election.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I agree. We have got to wrench control of the party away from those people. We definitely have to. And, you know, her comments, she has a right to her opinions, but her opinions are based simply, not informed. I mean, they're just not informed. I mean,
she wants to see proof of the pudding, Jay. Why, maybe she should open the paper and take a look at your president's approval ratings. You think that's all because of his performance? That's because people like you are getting the word out finally.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of us out there, and we're doing the best we possibly can. Dave,
well,
thank you, man.
Safe.
Hey, I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate you being out there. All right. He went away. Let me go to, he left. They left, too. All right, let's go to Jim, who's hanging on in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jim,
hi,
you there?
Hey? Yeah, yes,
hi.
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Good. I wanted to touch base. I'm a journalist and was running an ad a few weeks ago in Westward, trying to do some investigation on the insurance industry here, some things you've addressed, and it's the idea that it's incredible how much influence the insurance lobby has.
Oh, huge.
On politicians. And even making the laws, Jay, what I found out, I was getting people to, you know, basically it was called Screwed by State Farm, and if, you know, a journalist wants to hear your story, and State Farm's the worst offender, but all the insurance companies are involved in this, and what I found out, and I was shocked at, is in the laws, in the courts, if they end up having to sue the insurance company, their own or someone else's, nobody in the court is allowed to mention insurance company or insurance, not even that these drivers exchanged insurance information.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You know, and you can't mention policy limits, so the jury's supposed to think the guy's going to lose his house and dog, and if the other driver's ticketed, You're not even allowed to mention they were ticketed. It's incredible.
Yeah, you know what it is, and I urge people to get that David Sirota book and read about the influence of the insurance companies in this country and the money that they give politicians and how they help write the laws and about how those of us who are just the common everyday people are getting taken to the cleaners by the insurance companies. We're getting screwed. They're continuously, you know, this whole thing about doctors and the premiums on doctors and malpractice insurance and how expensive it is. You know, even if a doctor, even if the doctor doesn't have a malpractice claim filed against him or her, you know, the insurance companies keep raising the premium, sometimes by 19% a year. They're putting money in their pockets, and they're putting money in their pockets because it goes largely unregulated.
No, and you're right, and that's one of the reasons medicine is so high. And
that's right.
On these accidents, what I found, and I was, it's a sham. It's like when you're a kid in college and you get a bad job in a factory, and they give you these shake-and-bake doctors for your physical. Raise your arm. Okay, you're fine. And they got what they call independent medical examiners that are anything but independent, and they're basically $1,000 an hour quacks
right.
who will lie for the insurance company. And you walk in a double amputee, they'll say, obviously, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They get experts talking to these people. I mean, you know, you got average citizens who go into the legal process expecting that honesty and fair play will reign, and they get beaten up. The accident
well, and
is
you've
the
also,
start of their problem.
And you've also got this whole movement out there that is phony as a $3 bill, this whole tort reform movement, too, which limits and tries to put a cap on the liability of the companies being sued and the people being sued. I mean, all of this, corporate America is running the United States of America. It's running the legislature. It's running the executive branch, and it's all bleeding down. And we're getting nailed. I mean, you and I are getting nailed by it.
You're absolutely correct, and you've mentioned these type of things. And I think, you know, when you start interviewing people and you hear case by case, number one, you see a pattern there. Number two, I'm amazed at the type of laws, and they'll hire high-priced experts basically to use junk science to work backwards to
right,
the conclusion
exactly.
they want.
Exactly.
And these guys are very polished. They'll get into court, and they're basically showmen. They have no credibility, but the jury doesn't know that. And so you can get polished doctors, experts, and then the insurance company have written a law so nobody knows that insurance is involved. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, I think it is, too. And I think the average citizen ought to take time to look into this stuff, and there's no better way to start than to read that David Sirota book. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Jay, thanks. Keep up the great work.
You got it, pal. Call me
bye
anytime.
Bye. Okay.
All right. Let's go to Jeremy in Louisville. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Oh, man. I can't believe you have to deal with those crazy quacks that call in, those ladies. And that lady, was she from New York?
Yeah, she said she was from New York.
Oh, yeah, that's just unbelievable. I don't know how you handle that, but...
You know what? I don't know how I handle that either. I mean, you can't blow your top, because if you blow your top, then you'll get, you know, you get complaint emails. But, you know, I don't know how you deal... I mean, how many more examples did I have to give that woman? I mean, anybody who looks at the Internet knows what's going on. Anybody who, you know, gets anything from Media Matters for America knows what goes on. Anybody who's looked at the history of the right wing and how they've manipulated the press, Reed Irvine was the guy's name I was trying to think about,
right.
passed away. I mean, they know that they've been at this stuff for 30, 40 years, and that all we're doing is we're just playing catch-up.
Well, you know, she does the progressive movement a great disservice by being that way. And what kind of scares me is that, you know, she has access to the Internet, and that's kind of another reason why I was calling is that, you know, not that she utilizes the Internet, but, you know, what's scary is the net neutrality. And, you know, people would like her would never get the chance to access information like, you know, from Media Matters if that whole net neutrality gets destroyed. So I don't know if you've had a chance to really jump on that, but I think,
yeah, we talked about it. What we're going to have to do on this deal is what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to lean on our senators is what we're going to have to do.
Absolutely.
This is what we're going to have to do for the net neutrality issue. We're going to have to lean on Allard, and we're going to have to lean on Salazar on this issue. And everybody's got to take 5 minutes out of their day and send them an email about net neutrality. Everybody has to do this because we have no other choice or we'll destroy the Internet as we know it.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay, you stay definitely stay strong and stay loud.
Hey, without you, with you there, man, hey, I got no problems.
Hey, I'm all there for you, man.
All right, talk to you.
All right, see ya.
You know, thank you. Everybody who sends good emails and calls like that really means a lot. All right. So 9:45, 50 minutes away from a 10. More of your calls coming up, 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know, you just drop Salazar and Allard a net neutrality email today. And because the battle's not dead, it's just didn't make it in the House, but it's still got a chance in the Senate, and we really have to maintain.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Call AAA Travel at 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit online at AAA.com.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-23. 33-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Here's good news for anyone who's paying too much for their cable service. Dish Network has now drastically sliced its price to just half the cost of cable. To just a month. I'm sorry, what? Oh, really? Okay, it seems the Dish Network price is now too low to say on the radio. So I'll just repeat that Dish Network is now half the cost of cable. But that's not all I can say. Oh, no. Order Dish Network now and you'll get one free month of our most popular programming. Plus a complete Dish Network system installed with four receivers and a brand new Dish Network DVR recorder. All free. And now you can try it all risk-free for 30 days. So even though I can't say Dish Network is now... I can say it's half the price of cable, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. No! Call Dish Direct now at 1-800-400-1218. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer for new customers only. Call 1-800-400-1218. That's 1-800-400-1218.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, The Pink Panther, 16 Blocks, World's Fastest Indian, and Dave Chappelle's Block Party. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your time. Tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Bush is dumb.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Coming up on 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 92, although they're saying it's going to be 99. So I might as well just throw this away. And it's good to have you along. Open phones, 303-713-7600. I've got two open lines. And a little Bob Dylan there. All right. A little Robert Zimmerman. Let's get back on the phones here. And two lines open at 303-713-7600. And we go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Wanted to comment on a couple of things. First, just real quick on the net neutrality thing. Yeah, absolutely, we've got to do something. And, you know, we need to do this for all of us. Maybe yeah. That's the difference between us and the other side. I want to maintain net neutrality for everybody's benefit.
I agree.
Including the righties.
Yep, I agree.
We're Jedi, dude.
We do it for the benefit of everybody.
Yep, everybody needs to have net neutrality. You're absolutely right.
And that's, you know, like the ACLU and all that stuff, and that's what the right wing never seems to get it, because, you know, it's for them, it's just about them, their corporations, their thing. The other thing I wanted to comment, major thing, was that lady that was on a couple minutes ago.
Oh,
wow. You know, thinking the New York Times is liberal, I mean, what century is she living in?
Well, I tried to give her an example of where they're not so liberal, but she was accusing me of arguing.
Yeah, and nowadays, I mean, maybe once upon a time they were. The thing that occurs to me is to ask her, you know, what has she done? Which papers has she written letters to? Networks has she contacted? Right-wing personalities has she called? Which organizations has she joined? Does she support Move On? Does she support Media Matters? Does she support FAIR? You know, things have changed a lot. You know, there's all sorts of stuff. There's stuff in the commercial space. There's, you know,
right.
Democracy Now over in the non-commercial space. There's all sorts of stuff going on. There's a lot of things she can do if she honestly really wants to help. But the thing that doesn't help is to sit on the sideline and be a critic.
Yeah, there's always something you can get involved in, and there's so many great organizations out there. There's everything from the ACLU to, you know, People for the American Way, to Media Matters for America, to MoveOn.org, to individual campaigns, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in poning up a couple of bucks to your favorite organization, and I'm a strong backer of both the ACLU and Media Matters for America, and I contribute to those campaigns that I believe in, and I know you do, too, and you know, that's what she ought to be doing, and to move here from New York and to start to, you know, take us to task and to say that she hasn't seen proof. Well, you know, I've sat in this business for 34 years, and I've seen light years of proof because we now have are building our infrastructure, which is an infrastructure that we didn't have 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's out there. It's out there. All you have to do is Google it. I mean, it's all over the place. Progressive radio and, you know, progressive talk. In itself is a radio miracle that is worth supporting, even if you don't like sometimes what some of the hosts say, or you don't care for what some of the callers have to say. It's still worth having because it's getting out to the masses, and we didn't have it before.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was completely lopsided before, and now we're trying to slowly right the boat, you know.
Right, exactly.
Or left the boat, however you want to say that.
Yeah, well, get it somewhere, get it to some balance in there.
Absolutely.
And you know, get some kind of a counterpoint.
Oh yeah, so we can preserve democracy in this country for ourselves, the right wing folks, their kids, my kids, your kids, everybody's kids, and their kids' kids.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I mean, I'm sure she's a nice person, but you know, to say that I'm like Ann Coulter.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
That's like really extreme, because I don't think I'm like Ann Coulter at all. I don't think I'm inflammatory. At least I try not to be.
No, I don't think you are either, but. Well, keep up the good work, buddy.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call, man. And you're right about the net neutrality. We need to get to work on it.
Definitely.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And he's right about that. So, you know, spend time. Send an email, which I will guarantee you that I'll be doing today. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Man, this the tail off of this cough and this cold. It's like I'm in the very, you know, when something's about ready to die, you just know it's going. And it's just hanging on, but it's last grasp. That's what I'm going through. Because it'll be 3 weeks this week since I got that last attack. So hopefully this thing will be dead by next week. Let's go to Tracy in Cherokee Park. Tracy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
You know, this is kind of a little story I want to share with you. In the first year of my marriage, my husband and I were having the first year of our marriage fight, and he told me to cool my little jet. Now, I don't know if your callers understand this or not, but one way to really, really make somebody angry, like, getting mad is to tell them to calm down.
Yeah, it does, man. Yeah, it does get you. You're right. It gets under your skin. You're absolutely right about that.
And, you know, telling somebody to calm down is not, you really don't want them to calm down when you tell them to calm down. You want to fight. And so I've heard that twice in the past couple of days, and it just makes me wonder if people out there just want to pick a fight or if they really want you to calm down. I think it's the former.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the phones. I don't know if we're in some kind of summer disruption, which you get into when you start getting into the summer, because people start, they go on vacation, they're off their schedules or whatever, because the calls have been low, and we've been getting a lot of just, you know, unusual callers sneaking in, and a lot of conservative callers are sneaking in, which I don't mind. I'd love to talk to conservatives, because I want to learn more about what they think
And I don't mind having a vigorous discussion with them, but it just seems like, I don't know, the waters are kind of weird. They've shifted, or something shifted, or something is off, or something. And I don't know, maybe it'll come back and it'll get back into alignment again tomorrow. I just don't know.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people in my circle of friends that are blaming this sixth convergence, which happened on the 6th of June.
Is that what it is?
Because there's all sorts of accidents happening right now. You know, all of my friends that are mothers, and myself included, all of our kids are getting
mind
straight.
Don't speak that way about accidents. I just got my car back from smashing up the bumper from backing into a trash can.
Oh no!
A dumpster. So don't.
You're gonna hate it when you do stuff like that.
Oh, okay. And you know what happened? And it happened. It happened at 4 o'clock in the morning because I forgot and backed down my driveway too fast, and bang. And it punched a hole in my bumper, and I was heartsick.
Oh, no.
And it took them like a week to fix the thing.
Oh, no.
And it was like, and I finally got it back. So don't. So now I'm just like, oh, my God, no more accidents, no more accidents, you know? So I don't know. Maybe there is some kind of conversion in the air or some kind of conversion thing going on that we don't know about.
Right. Well, the reason why I called was I want to talk a little bit about Ann Coulter.
Sure.
And something that I observed, which may or may not be on track, but I thought I'd mention it and get your callers and yourself thinking about it. You know, I don't know if you've ever read anything by Susan Faludi. She's written a book called Stiff, and it's about the betrayal of the blue-collar American working man.
Mm.
And she's written a book called Backlash, which is about feminism and Rush Limbaugh and, you know, what happened in the 90s that way. And what I'm seeing here is I'm looking at Ann Coulter, and she is a prime example of that backlash mentality. You know, these women against women type situations.
Right.
Where you've got somebody who's speaking out, and they're speaking out against the best interests of the people that they're supposed to represent, you know. I mean, now I know there's a big debate about whether Ann Coulter is really a woman or not.
You said that. I didn't say that.
You know what? That's one of the commercials that gets run on the station. It's kind of funny. It's obviously it's tongue-in-cheek and very facetious. But anyway, I have to wonder myself, not on the physical reality of it, but definitely on the...
Well, she's got some kind of feminine thing on feminine thing. I mean, I think you're hit onto something here that we definitely need to definitely check out, that she's got some kind of thing where she goes after other females quite often. Tracy, I got to run. I'm out of time, but I love you, and I thank you for the call, and I hope you'll call again.
All right. You take care, Jay.
Okay, take care. That's it for today, and back tomorrow.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
800-700-1278.